first question, it's Ram Hilfe Shvises Yomtov. Okay. So, the first question we asked was, the Ram says, Shesh Hashem Wa'elu, Shehasurim HaKasu Asiyas Malacha, Shein Rishon HaShmini Shal Pesach, Rishon HaShmini Shal Chag HaSukkos, V'yom Chag HaShavuos, V'echa L'chol HaShri, Hein Nikra Yom Tov. V'shvis HaSkulon Shava Bahem, Shava, Shehein Asurim B'chol Malacha Zavara. Chutz Me Malacha Shil Tzarech HaChivu, Shenema Ach HaShiyach HaChomach. Okay. The first question we asked was why is each one a separate asay and a separate love? Lishbos b'rishon shel pesach in the koseres shelolasas b'malacha. Lishbos b'rishon shel pesach shelolasas b'malacha. So why don't you simply, since they're all in the kram yom tovim and shvisas kulan shava, so why isn't it one mitzvah shviso al kulan? Okay. And similar with love as well. One love. Okay, that was the first question we asked. The next question was the Rambam's language. Okay, Rambam says, "Shvisas kulan shava, shein asurim b'chol malachas avoda, chutz m'malachas shein l'tzarech achila." Right. Okay. So the thing is that the Rambam's lashon, it's also b'chol melechas avoda chutz memelacha shehi letzorach achila. So if the Rambam meant that tzorach achol nefesh is a matir, so he shouldn't have said chutz memelacha shehi letzorach achila. He should have said asum b'chol melechas avoda. In lo she'asa l'tzarech achol nefesh, l'tzarech achila. Okay, so the Rambam says malacha, so he's throwing it into the category. It's not a matir anymore, but it's the malacha that's important. Okay, so let's take it that way. But then we have problems again because the Rambam says there are surim b'chol malacha savoda chutz m'malacha shel l'tzarech achila. So mamanashach, if you're telling me that malacha savoda is malacha she'ena letzarech achila, okay? So then the Rambam doesn't need, then it's not correct what he's saying, because he's saying asurim b'chol malacha zavoda chutz memalacha shel letzarech achila. So it means that malacha shel letzarech achila is also considered malacha zavoda because you're excluding it, okay? So the Rambam would seem to be saying that they're not identical, that malacha zavoda is all inclusive, all malachas. But there are certain malachas that are excluded. Chutz m'malachas shehi letzarech achila. Okay? And so therefore you can't say that, like the Ramban says, for instance, the Ramban the Chumash says, that malachas avoda means malacha she'ein letzarech achila. Because if it's letzarech achila, it's malachas hana. That's what the Ramban says. That the Rambam can't hold. Because if he held that, then his lashon just simply doesn't work out. And it shouldn't be chutz. That's sum b'chol malachas avoda shehi kol malacha. She'ena letzarech achila. That's what the Rambam should say. Okay. Elam, are you going to say to Rambam's malachas avoda? Okay, so malachas avoda is all inclusive. Because the Torah always says, like the Ramban pointed out, the Torah always says, by Yom Tov malachas avoda. So always says, by Yom Tov malachas avoda, basically. with two exceptions. But basically, it always says malachas avoda. So that's why the Rambam's saying malachas avoda. If that's the case, however, there's no definition of malachas avoda. You don't have any definition anymore. Because you're going to tell me it's malachas avoda is all inclusive. And now you're excluding two. So where's your definition? Your definition of malachas avoda is gone. Okay? So what's the purpose of saying malachas avoda? You can't say this is the underlying definition. Except for these two cases. The exception shows that that's not a definition. So now it's not malachas avoda anymore. Okay, that's the problem in the Rambam. It can't be a matir, and if you're telling me it's going on malacha, so it doesn't work out. If you say if malachas avoda is defined with ochel nefesh, and if it's defined without it, it's useless. Okay, then the Rambam goes on and it makes it even more difficult because he says kol hashoveis min malachas avoda ba'achas mehen harekiyim mitzvah saseh. Now the Rambam seems to be saying that there is a definition of Lachzava, and that's all we're concerned about. This Rambam would read very well according to the Rambam. Which means any malacha that's not letzarach hachom nefesh, arekim etzasei. Okay, but not according to the way the Rambam himself stated before. So he's contradicting himself, and then he goes back. Then he swings backwards. V'chola osa be'echad mehen malacha she'ena letzarach achila kigon shebona ahora sa'orag. Now he seems to be using a definition that it's that any malacha that's not letzarach achila is considered it's not totally malacha sevod anymore. And in the first place, saying it's totally malacha sevod. Now he's saying it's totally in the fact that it's a malacha shein letzarach achila. New definition, third definition. So I mean, how does the Rambam learn here? What's the definition? Okay. So these two halachas is very, very difficult to simply get through the language of the Rambam, the wording of the Rambam. And then again in halacha dalad, okay. Then in halacha, I mentioned, we'll come back to it. And that is that the Rambam quotes two psukim in the end of halacha beis. All right. He quotes, Shenema kol malachas avodo lo sasu and kol malacha lo yoyosu vahem. All right, that's another question we have. Why does the Rambam mention these two? What's the importance of these two psukim? Okay, but now let's get back to the other question. Question in halacha dalad. Halacha dalad, we have the same kind of problems, similar kind of problems, as we have in halacha aleph and beis, although not identical. Halacha aleph and beis is simply a question of the language that doesn't work out. His definitions don't seem to hold up. Okay. Halacha Dalet is the Rambam, again, more contradictions. Kol malacha shechayovin alev Shabbos. Okay. Over here, the Rambam starts off like as if he's starting with a whole new definition. If you forget about malacha savada, okay, and forget about malacha savada, and forget about defining it in terms of a malacha that is not letzarach achila, like he said in halacha beis, v'chala osa bechmem malacha she'ena letzarach achila. Forget about that. He has a whole new thing. Kol malacha shechayavon l'b'shabbos. Suddenly he takes the area of malacha Shabbos. That's the area. Why before it doesn't mention a word about Malach Shabbos, but now he starts on Malach Shabbos. Kol Malacha Shechayavon LaBeShabbos Im Osa BeYomtiv Shelo LaTzarach Achila Loka. So the Rambam says if he did it, Shelo LaTzarach Achila is Loka. The implication is that if you did any Malacha LaTzarach Achila, you wouldn't be Loka. Like for instance, Bona or Horas or Orag, cases the Rambam gave. Okay, that's the implication. But then the Rambam has two exclusions where it doesn't matter why you did it. And then he comes back. Ushar malachos, kol sheyesh bo tzarach achila mutter. Kigon shchita v'afiyah v'lishu kez behen. Now he comes back and he says it doesn't depend anymore on why he did it, but it depends on the nature of the malacha. He's going back like he did, and like he sounded like in halacha beis. Okay? And in halacha aleph. And he states clearly, Kigun, Shita, Fia, Valisha, Vakirz Ben, Stali in the Malacha. The Kosha ain't Batsarach Achila Asa. Kigun, Ksiva, Varigo, Binyi, Vakirz Ben. Okay, it's completely Tali in the Malacha. Which is again a contradiction to the way he started off the Halacha. Which is any Malacha that you chayv on love a Shabbos. So, Asa, Biyamtef, Shalom, Batsarach Achila's love. Okay? Okay, that's the difficulty. Okay. Now the Rav HaMagid, yes. So the Rav HaMagid, by the way, Rav HaMagid says, basically he takes the Rambam, the second part of the Rambam, to be the essence of the Rambam, not the first part. And he says, a malacha, kol malacha sheyesh bo tzarach achila, that is contingent on the malacha itself. As long as the malacha has a tzarach achila, so then it doesn't matter why he did it. Okay? But he's not going to be lucky. Will not be lucky. And he says, and as you'll see, Mavur in this parak, and he's right. If you take a look, because the Rambam says, for instance, let's say you offer a chol, or let's say, for instance, you offer your mavashel for a chol, or let's say you offer mavashel lahachel a kusim or a klavim, which were excluded from ochel nefesh. So the Rambam says there's no malchus. It's halacha as well. If mavashel b'yantov a kusim or a behemel and yochel chol, ain't a loka. Shimu bol orchem hayos a tafshel roi lahem. Okay, that's an halacha as well. That's what the Rav Maggid is referring to. So you see, according to the Rambam, so he says the Rambam is true to what he states over here, namely that any malacha that has a tzarech achila, you'll never get malchus. Okay. There's just a couple of problems with the Rav Maggid's way of understanding the Rambam. The Lecha Mishnah points it out. One problem is that the Rambam says the only reason why he doesn't get malchus is because of hol. But over here, not because intrinsically because of the malacha. Over here, the Rambam's mashma that the malacha, since the malacha has a tzarech achila, so it's mutter per se. But if it weren't for hol, hol's a machlekes. If it weren't for hol, he'd be chayef. So the Rambam's, so it's not a good answer what the Rav Maggid's saying. Rav Maggid's saying that it's halacha in the malacha. The malacha is a tzarech achila, so it's the mutter, right? But you see, it's not true. It's only because of hol. It's not because of the malacha. Otherwise, he would be chayav malchus. So why did the Rambam say Yeshua malacha is called sheyesh b'tzarech achila? It's not because sheyesh b'tzarech achila. It's because of hol. Okay, that's one question. Another question was the Rav Maggid. It's very nice for the Rav Maggid to say that he won't get malchus. Okay, that helps. But the Rambam really didn't say he doesn't get malchus. The Rambam said more. The Rambam said mutter. Okay? So, Shiro Malachas Kosher Bezor Kachilas Mutter. Shechita Rafia Velisha. But the Rambam states clearly that it's usser. It's usser. And even the Rav Maggid says that it's usser. And it's usser mitaraisa. Ain ofen umavashlam biyantif mashiochel b'chol. Halacha test. Velo hutra malacha shehila tzarech achila elekadei lehonas bo biyantif. Also, okay, so you see, it was not hutra elkadei lohanes lababi yantif. The implication is clearly that midaraisa, it's awesome. Even the Rav Maggid says that. He says, umalkesu deleka hoi sura ika, v'chein kasvazal, the Rav Maggid says. So it's clearly that it's awesome, and it's not awesome midarabanan. I mean, Lashna Ramam is clearly, it's awesome midaraisa. Ala hutra malacha shi letzarech achilak del elkadei lohanes babi yantif. So it's also midaraisa, because he's explaining the heter of ochel nefesh does not apply. Okay. Moreover, if you have any doubts about that one, you could be sure where the Rambam says in Halacha Yigimel, ain ofen mavashim biyantiv kedei lahachel kusim al klavim, shenem ahu levad yasa lachem, lachem vala lakusim lachem vala lakulavim. That's the psukim, so certainly deraisa. So you see that, according to the Rambam, that if you open mavashel lekusim, you won't get malchus, like he says in Halacha Tezvav, because of hol, but it's also midaraisa. So how could the Rambam over here say that it's mutter? That's the question. How could the Rambam over here say that any malacha sheyesh bo tzarech achila is mutter? It's not mutter, according to what he says later. Okay? Yeah, that's right. Then then our question was, what about Hatzon Avara? If you're going to say it's totally in the malacha, so if Hotzo and Havara are considered Melechas Ochel Nefesh, so you don't need Mitok Shehutra L'Tzarach. And if they're not considered Melechas Ochel Nefesh, so why, I mean, are they Mutter? Okay, so say it's an exception. But we'd like to understand, I mean, insofar as possible, what does the Rambam mean with the Hotzo and Havara? I mean, why is it that way? If it has the character of Ochel Nefesh, so you don't need Mitok Shehutra L'Tzarach. And if it doesn't have the character of Ochel Nefesh, so why in fact is it Mutter? Why in fact is it Mutter? What's the reason for it? Okay? Yeah. Okay. The next question we raised was the Rambam in Halacha Daled again, where he says, Rishon Malachis, Kol Sheyesh Bo Tzarech Achila Mutter, and the chol she'ein bo en tzarech achila aser kigun ksiva varigo beef. I usually use those examples. Bona, he uses, for instance, on Halacha Beis. He says kigun shebona horas aorak. So Bona is definitely considered a malacha, which intrinsically, inherently, is not Letzarech Ochel Nefesh, and therefore he will get Malkus. Okay, it's five Malkus. But the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, Ein Osin Dvina B'Yomtif. Why? She'im Gibein Me'erev Yomtif, Ein Bozeh Chesron Tam. Okay. So that really stems from the Rambam and Halacha Hei. That Rambam Halacha is Kol Malacha, let's take that, it's the tie together. Kol Malacha She'ef Shalei Osos Me'erev Yomtif. Any Malacha which you can do before Yomtif. V'lo yia bo hefse v'lo chesron im nasis mi bo erev osru chacham im las asos v'yantav afal pishi l'tzachach. So this isser of me'er of yantav the Ram has is a new isser. It's an isser mit Rabbana. Okay, it's an isser mit Devarim. Okay, so even a malacha that's l'tzorach achila, but if it's efshel le'osos me'er of yantav sada chacham im las. Now the Rambam says in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud Beis, Ein Osin Gvina B'Yomtif. Why? She'im Gibei Me'erev Yomtif, Ein Bozeh Chesron Tam. Because cheese is better as it ages. On the contrary, this is even better. So there's no Chesron Tam. So Megavein is therefore Osir on Yomtif. So it comes under which Isser? Comes under which Isser? Comes under the Isser of Halacha Hei, which is any Malacha, which is Efshel Le'osos, Afal Pishi L'Tzorach Achila, they is Osir mid Rabbanah. Right? So that's the Issa Megavein. But what is Megavein really, according to the Rambam? What is Megavein? Megavein is Bona. And that's the Rambam states it clearly in Perek Zion in Hilchas Shabbos. In Perek Zion in Hilchas Shabbos, Halacha Vav, where he says, V'chein alakeach cholav, v'nasim bo keva, k'dei lachavtza. He's explaining Malachas Machavetz. Which is Reza Chayv, which him told us Bora, Shere Hifresh Akum and Achelav, because he separates the components of the milk. Okay, then the Rambam says V'im Gibno V'aso Gvino Chayv Mishum Bona. So you see clearly. So you see clearly that Megavin is Bona. So if Megavin is Bona, I mean, it shouldn't come under the Isser of Malachos She'ef Shel Asos Me'erev Yomtif. It's also because it's Bona. Bona is also Me'araisa. Okay. So that's the question. Okay. So as a matter of fact, Tosfos goes so far as to say, Tosfos and Shabbos says that Tosfos Tamilri is on Daf Tzadi Hamad Aleph Dibor Maskov Aroda Chalos Dvash. Okay. Tamilri Kivan the Mutter Legabein Biyamtif Minatora. He says. In Cain, I'm skipping. In Cain, Nafal Beso Biyamtif, Yehe Mutal of Noso Biyamtif. The Mitoch Shota Binyan Latzarach, the Megabein Havi Mishim Bona, Kinama Basamach, Hutter Nami Shilolatzarach, Vulvachi Hetzarach Hayom Lechol Besocho. Okay? So, Shiloyakenu Sheriff of Hashemesh, the Yeshlama Dasmir Abanan, Davu de Rechol. Okay, so Tosfos raises the question. He says Megavein is not there. So why don't we say Mitoch? So Mitoch shehutru letzorach hutru namish lo letzorach. So since Megavein, which is Bona, was hutru letzorach, so it's hutru shlo letzorach as well. So if a person's house falls down in Yomtif, so we should be allowed to reconstruct it as long as he had any needs for something, has to use it for Yomtif. And Tosfos concludes Einachanami Midaraisa is mutter. Midaraisa, strange psak. The Riz Psak, the Midaraisa be mutter to build your house on Yantif. As long as you're going to use it on Yantif. But it's Asmir Abonik, of the Lechol. Okay. So you see that the Bali Teis already noticed that Megavein and Bona are the same Malach. Okay. And they drew a conclusion from that. Okay. While we're in Halacha, we asked another question, Halacha. Question is like this. The Rambam says, Machlekes Rambam and Raivad, why it's, why Malacha, She'ef Shel Asosa, Me'erev Yomtif, is Ef Shel Asosa, Me'erev Yomtif, is Asim Rabban. So the Rambam says, V'lama Asfudavazek, Zerah Shemayaniach Adam Malacha, She'ef Shel Asosa, Me'erev Yomtif, Li Yomtif. The nimtza yamtav kulo holech basias osur malachos. The yimona misimchas yamtav. Velo yelo pnei lecho. So the Rambam says that if they didn't stop him, he'll spend the whole day with his, doing all these things, which aren't usur, because these malachos inherently are yesh b'ein tzarech achol nefesh. And what will happen is, he'll be mevatel simchas yamtiv, and he won't have any time, to eat. Okay. So why the Rambam mentions these, two of these things makes sense, because simchas yamtiv and achila is two different things. Like the Rambam says in Perek Vav, he says that a person has to be chayav adam on these days, on all the yom tov, and he says chayav adam li spend some ech v'tov life. Who one of the ishtov and one of chol novim olav shnei mal smach v'chagecha. So that's why he mentions that if he's going to be working all day, he's not going to be some ech v'tov life, and moreover, he won't have time to eat lechol. So achila shia b'moados is b'chlal mitzvah asay. That's the Raman alach yates. So that's why they're two separate things. Okay, that's why they're two separate things. Allah Yizayin, Perek Vav Allah Yizayin, and Allah Yates. Okay. But there is another problem. The problem is, the Ravid, by the way, didn't like the Rambam's Tam. Ein lezeh tam. Why he didn't like it, he doesn't say. And Mistari, he just apparently held that it's a hard Tam to say he's going to be busy all day, he's not going to have time to eat. I mean, it is a little strange. But besides that, the Ravid says there's no need to say that it's going to be it'll be a negative, that he won't be Mekayim Simchas Yantav. He says it's intrinsically Asa, because it's Mechavim Malach Tov Yantav. And, Umar Bar Tarach Liyom Karash. So, Yom Karash. So it's, the Yom is Kodesh, and, he's being Mechavim Malach Tov Yantav. It's intrinsically an Asa. Just like Mechavim Malach Tov Yantav. So you don't have to seek reasons. That's what the Rabbi says. But anyways, let's get back to the Rambam. The Rambam apparently held that it's pogeya in a major deraisa. I mean, that's what we have to say in defense of the Rambam. That simchas yontif and achila b'yontif. B'mechavam lachto yontif is, it's true, it's an issa tircha, but the Rambam held there's a more significant reason. So the Rambam insisted on tying it up with the ikar of the day, Simchas Yontif and Achilah. But the question in the Rambam is like this, that why did the Rambam say V'lo Yelo Pnei Lechol? He was very concerned about Achilah, but the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yates says like this, the well-known Halacha, Af Pish Achilah Yishib Modos B'chlal Mitzvah Zasei Lo Yia Ochol V'Shosa Kol Yom Kulo. Alakach Yadas, and the Rambam goes through, the whole Seder Ayom, the Shanat Chatz Ayom, Lacha Chatz Ayom, so you see what comes first, really? Torah. And it's two psukim. So the Atzeres L'Hashem is Chetzi L'Hashem v'Chetzi L'Hashem. So since you have both, one would think that the Rambam would at least mention, I mean, it would seem to me that the most significant would be Chetzi L'Hashem. Because I mean, it's a Kiyam Tamatar as well. Kiyam Tamatar as well. But, so you think, but at least, let's say, equal. But the Rambam makes no mention whatsoever over here. He should have said, I mean, Yantif is a busy day. You have Chetzi Lashem, Tul Chatzos, Tul Mincha Rambam, and then the rest of the day is a Chilish Deir. So why doesn't the Rambam say that the Yimonim, me Chetzi Lashem, the Chetzi Lachem, she mitzvah mitaraisa? I mean, Ram just mentioned lo yelo pnei lechol. That's not the worst thing. Worse than vat lo kedush sayom. Yeah. We mentioned also the Raven on Ches. The Raven on Ches, where the Ram says of a loshin v'oflin v'shochtin and v'vashlim biyantav shemos ailu mi'ber v'yesh mekach chesed al ches from tam. Shein lechem cham o tavshil shabishul ayom kolachem shenefa me'emesh. So the Ravid says, what does Ram do with Tolish? Sharei b'nei yomon, yafim yosa, everybody knows it. Fresh fruit, freshly picked. So, yeah. So the Raver raises the question of Tolish. What does Rambam do with Tolish? That's a big problem. Okay. Yeah. And then the Raver quotes the famous Yerushalmi. That the Yerushalmi says, only the Malachas from Lisha Veilech. Malachas from Lisha Veilech. Okay. Yeah. All right. Now we raise some questions on the Rambam's halachic system with all. How his system works internally, and also in terms of the Gemara and the Gemara Beitzah. Okay. I'm sorry. Gemara Psachim Daf Menvav and Beis. Yeah. Gemara Psachim. Yeah. So the first question we'll raise like this, and from the Rambam himself. Ain ofin u mevashlan halachatas again. Ain ofin u mevashlan biyamtif mashi yochal b'chol. V'lo hutra malacha shi l'tzar hachila l'kadei lehonas bo biyamtif. It wasn't hutter only because lehonas bo biyamtif. So it would seem that it's an issa mideraisa. It's an issa mideraisa, like we said, because it wasn't hutra except for yamtif, because that's what ochel nefesh is. Ochel nefesh is yamtif, not for tomorrow. Okay. So therefore it's awesome. Okay. So that's the issa mideraisa. Basically, the Rambam has like this. He has one intrinsic exclusion. That's ain ofen l'vashem b'yamtif mashal l'chol v'lo hutra malachim zav elakadei l'chol b'lo yamtif. So it's not yamtif. So it's no good. That's an intrinsic osa. It's not for yamtif. Then he has two other that are not intrinsic osrim. That's an halachi gimel. Ain ofen l'vashem b'yamtif l'hach l'kusim or l'klavim shenema hu levad yas l'chem l'chem l'kusim l'klavim. Now you need a specific exclusion. Okay, because he's doing it for Baba Yom, he's doing it for Yomtov. But what he's doing it for is excluded. He's doing it for his dog or for a behema or for a guy. Okay, so there you need it. So there you have two exclusions. But the question is like this: the question is that the Rambam later says that if you do any of these three things, which is halacha tesvav. So he says, so it's ain't a loka. Why? Because if Orchim would come, the Tafsha would be right. All right? So, because of Hol. So it comes out the strange thing, that the Torah first tells you you can't do it. Okay? Which would mean, if it weren't for Hol, you'd be Chayav Malkus. So it's like the Torah is telling you, really, you're Chayav Malkus, but because of Hol, you're not Chayav. So, I mean, how could the Torah have, how could they have a thing like that? That the Torah is creating an Isser, but now there's a hole, so it can't create the Isser. So don't say it can't create the Isser. There's no Isser. No one of Shech. Is there an Isser? There's no Isser. Okay? If there's an Isser, so that must mean hole's not going to help you. If there's hole, so then how could the Torah, what's the purpose of the Isser? Just, it never comes to fruition. It never comes into existence. Okay? It's like, the Rambam saying almost like, well, it's really awesome at a Raisa, but because of all, you're going to get off. I mean, so that's then there shouldn't be an Isser. How can the Torah lay down an Isser like that? Another question was from the Rambam in terms of the Sugya. In terms of the Sugya and Psach. Yes, great. That's great. Right. That's it. Also, moreover, if you do say Hol, so why don't you go all the way? Why isn't it really mutter? Why isn't it really mutter? Okay. So there's a Rashi in Psachim, but there's a Rashi in Psachim that says we don't avail ourselves of Hol when we don't have to. See, because there's also a problem. And the Rashi, that was Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi, what daf is that? Daf Mem. In the case of my fish, men vav on the bays. So I'm not going to go into the complications here, but the Rashi came out that really, since there's a hole, the boy Mitchell, so it should be mutter for him to be ofa, even if he's karashim. So Rashi says, he says, but we don't do it. Why? Chol kama de efshalami avid shapir beloshim hole nichalami avid. So Rashi holds that in general, whenever you have hole, if we could do without it, you do without it. That itself is a separate parsha. What kind of an idea is that? It means mutter is mutter. But that's that you have to learn the sugya of halal. But what I just, the only reason I'm mentioning it is that the Rambam doesn't hold that way. Because the Rambam holds by Behema Mesa Kenis, which is Alacha Yud Beis, he says, Lo Behema Mesa Kenis, Behema Misha Isla Behema Mesa Kenis, Lo Yishka Sobi Yantav, Ken Yadeshi Yacho Lechom, Menekazai Slim Bajon, Kadesh Lo Yishka Bobi Yantav, Mash Yacho Bachol. But if he's Yodeya, Sheyocho, Lechol, Mimene, Kazayas, Mbodion, 100% mutter. Why? Because he paskins like Rabbah Hol. So you see the Rambam holds that when you have Hol, it's 100% mutter. So therefore, according to the Rambam, the question is, why is this Hol better than this Hol? If Hol is mutter in the case of Behema Mesukenis, in the Rambam Alochi Yudbeis, it's mutter Lagamri. He is mutter legamri, so why don't I say in halacha tesvav that hol is mutter legamri? So therefore, it shouldn't be usher at all. It shouldn't be ein aloka. It should be mutter. Okay, the Rambam says ein aloka, but isser mioika, and that's the Rambam in tes ein ofen, and ein ofen vashna mashal hol, and ein ofen vashna v'gilach lekusim halakol. But if it's because of hole, but the Rambam says that hole is mater legamri, not like Rashi, you don't use it. Okay. That's another question. That's true. She's right. I mean, Rashi also has the problem with the Sakenis, so you could say he holds Mr. Kenis as Bidiyevit. He holds that Mr. Kenis as Bidiyevit. That's correct. No, that's correct. Yeah, Rashi could learn that way. But the Rambam, you can't learn that way. Because, I'll tell you why, because according to Rashi can only work, but the Rambam you can't answer that way. Because according to the Rambam, it's an Isidoraisa. According to Rashi, wherever there's a hole, there's no Isidoraisa. So you don't use the Chatzilah, but there's no Isidoraisa. But according to the Rambam, the hole doesn't remove the Isidoraisa. So it's also Midoraisa. So therefore, you can't say that Mesukenis is a Matir, because Mesukenis can't be Matir and Isidoraisa. That's what the Rambam has learned as Mutter 100%. You follow? So according to Rashi, you could learn, good point. According to Rashi, you could learn the sugya that really, it's only a lechatchila according to Rashi. That ho really is mutra legamri, wherever you have ho. But lechatchila, we don't avail ourselves of ho. Why? You gotta learn the sugya of ho, no why. But that's Rashi Shita. But the Rashi doesn't hold that we have a ho, it's an isidoraisa. So therefore Rashi holds that Mr. Kenis is, it's only, so Mr. Kenis is not a case where you're doing a lechatchila. So Rashi just says lechatchila. It's a funny, that's what I'm saying. It's a funny kind of.
And the logical call is, yeah. They have,
he says the tumah is lechatchila. What do you mean? No, because you have another way to do it. He says, because you don't have to be karashim initially. Be karashim later. That's what Rashi explains. Okay? Yeah. So Rashi just holds it's a lechatchila kind of a dip. I mean, that itself demands, as I said, an explanation. Because what do you mean lechatchila midaraisa? But Rashi's, if you did it, there's absolutely no issue. It's just we don't avail ourselves in general of holes. Okay, lechatchila. But the Rambam doesn't agree with that, because according to Rashi, you can't say that there's an issur d'oraisa to be ofer after you eat. As long as mikli erachim, it's mutter. Yeah, okay, you shouldn't use hol, but it's not asur d'oraisa. You weren't over an issur. According to the Rambam, it's an issur d'oraisa. The ein ofer is an issur d'oraisa, and the ein ofer l'kusum is an issur d'oraisa. So, since that's the case, I mean, so the Rambam can't learn Mesukenis because of the extenuating circumstance of Mesukenis, that's why it's mutter. Rashi can learn the way it's mutter Rabbana. But the Rambam can't learn that way because of the situation of Mesukenis. So therefore, the Rambam has to learn that it's mutter Reis 100%, 100% mutter. So if that's the case, so why isn't the whole Mikvei Ochim also mutter mutter Reis 100%? Okay? Next question we had was, how does the Rambam simply learn the sugya? Okay. The sugya psochim is itmar, amavashel, itmar. Ha'ofem miyomtef l'chol, rav chista maloka, rabba ma'ein aloka. Okay. Rav chista maloka, lo amrin ho. Amiklachem chazle, rabba ma'ein aloka, amrin ho. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Amar le Rabbi Rav Chista, l'didach da'amet l'amrin and ho'ol." You say you don't say ho'ol. Heyach ofim miyantef l'Shabbos. So how could you cook from yantef Shabbos? I mean, Okay, this Yantas Friday, and he cooked for Shabbos. So he says, Amalei Mishum Erev Tavshilim. So, yeah, because you make an Erev Tavshilim. So Gemara says, Mishum Erev Tavshilim Sharini Yisur the Raisa. I can Erev Tavshilim with Rabban B'matan is the Raisa. Amalei Mid the Raisa Tzorche Shabbos Nasim B'yantav. Rabbanan who goes with Begzera Shemiyam or from Yantav Aflachol. Chilin it's Rechur Rabban Erev Tavshilim this they care. Okay, that's it. So that's Rav Chisda's answer. But meantime, Rabba asked Rav Chisda that if you don't hold from what? From Hohel. So how could you be Mevashel from Yom Tov T'chol? We're talking about a rice. So apparently it's Muchach that he holds. It's no problem because of Hohel. Okay. And basically, Rav Chisda had to come up with a halacha that no, Tzorche Shabbos is Nasim B'Yom Tov. Okay, but Rabba didn't need that. So it would seem from the sugya that according to Rabba, it's Mutal Gamri. Alright? It would seem from the sugya, it's Mutal Gamri. And the Rambam Pasch is like Rabba. So how could he say it's Asim Mutal Raisa? Moreover, if the Rambam holds this really awesome at a Raisa, and it seems that way, so then how could the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Aleph, say, Yom Tov Shechol, Yos, Erev Shabbos, Ein Ofen, Uvashlam, Be Yom Tov, Mashu, Ochel, Amacha, Be Shabbos, Ve Issu, Zemi, Divrei Sofrim, Kadesh, Lo, Yovel, Uvashlam, Be Yom Tov, Shechol. What do you mean, Divrei Sofrim? It's at a Raisa. Ein Ofen, Mashu, Yom Tov, why? Lo, Hutcho, Malacha, Shlusar, Chachila, Ela, Kadeh, Lehonis, Bo, Be Yom Tov. That's intrinsically the definition of Ochel Nefesh. So if that's the definition of Ochel Nefesh, so how does Erev Tavshilin work according to the Rambam? Okay? Rambam is Perek Vav Halach Aleph, Yom Tov. Yeah. The next question I guess, the next question is really from Taisvis. Because Taisvis says that, Taisvis says, on Rabbam Ein Elokim, Afman Vavam Bebeis. So Taisvis says, in Amatzniya, it says, Hamachabed v'ro de chalos dvash shagag b'shabbos is chayev chatos. He's a beyond of sofik is arboyim. The Rebbe Eliezer. V'amai local Rebbe Eliezer. Taisus says, why? Let's say v'ro de chalos dvash. Why is he loka? Why don't we say hol mikle orchem chazule? Okay, that's Taisus' question. So Taisus gives two answers. One answer is maybe the dvash is no good. In that case, that's what's speaking. And therefore, he can't say Hol Mikle Ochem Chazalei. And then he gives a second answer. Rode der Samach Lashkiyas Achama. Shafilu Yavo Orchem Ein Shos Biyom La'achla. So, a malacha that you do, Samach Lashkiyas Achama, Hol Mikle Ochem won't help you. Okay? Because Hol Mikle Ochem means literally they have to be able to sit down and eat. Okay? So if you do the Gemara Malacha, the Malacha is Nigma, Samach L'Shkiyas Achama, so you'll be over, you'll be Chayev Malkus, Sofik is Aboyim. Okay. So that was a question raised on the Rambam. That why does the Rambam say across the board, Amavashal B'yantav L'Kusim O'Lu B'Heim O'Lech L'Chol, Ein Aloka? No, the Rambam should have said, V'hu Shalo Bisho, Samach Lishkiyas Achama. Shlo Goma Abishal Samach Lishkiyas Achama. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, ordinarily say, well, the Rambam's not speaking in Taisus' case. But you can't say that over here, because the Rambam in Halacha Yud Gimel again made it very clear. Halacha Beis, Yud Beis, I'm sorry, Yud Beis, made it very clear. By the Shechita of Behemah Mesukenes, where he says, he says he has to make sure Yodeya sheyochol lechol mimena kizayis slima bojom, that he has to know that he can eat a kizayis slima bojom. So you see, the Rambam is dealing with the case of samach l'shkiyas achama. Okay, so why doesn't he mention over here also v'hu sheyeshos biyom kidei sheyochlu ha'archim kizayis bojom, just like he says with regard to Shechita. Okay? Yeah. I may have gone I just want to go back, and I may have gone over something too quickly. I'll explain it. The case of Halacha Yudbeis, Mishael Behemis Kenes, you got to look at the Gemara in Memvavim Beis, because you see it's whole. I didn't prove it. I mean, it's whole. The Gemara says, in other words, that according to Rabbah, he doesn't have to really eat it, but since he can eat it, then it's considered as if he ate it. Okay? So I'm just mentioning this because I don't know if I brought that out enough before. The question raised before from the whole, why that hole is mutter and this hole is still lots of mitaraisa. Okay? I just wanted to, you'll take a look more of Mavavim Beis, you see that it's Rabbah, it's the same Rabbah, and it's whole. Okay. And Agav Ruch, we mentioned that the end of Taisus has a strange question. Taisus says that if you're going to say ho, so you'll be mevatel all malachas Shabbos, because they say it's ho v'roi l'chol sheyesh basakana. And Taisus' answer is lo shchich klal. I just mentioned this to say in conjunction with the other Taisus of Bona that we mutter to build a bias, that if we answer the Rambam, we'll hopefully come back and explain that these two kashas that Taisus ask are not kashas according to the Rambam. Okay? The two kashas, the kasha from Bona and the kasha from from all the Malachas Shabbos. All the Malachas Shabbos should buttle because it's a whole for all the Chol Shish Besakon. Okay. I mean, the kashas are powerful kashas. But we hope to show that according to the Rambam, they will be answered. Okay. Another Ram we took was Ram Perak Dalet Halacha Yud. Ein mevaken etzim b'yomtif lo b'kurdim v'lo b'magov v'lo b'megira lo b'kupitzim b'tzad ha-chachilo v'lo b'tzad ha-rachav b'nei sheik kurdim. Okay, so basically, it's Malachas Uman. V'loma asru b'kurdim v'kiyotze bo. Why? Kidei shelo yase kideach shu osu b'chol. Sherei ef shohoi lo levakeya me'erev yantif. All right? So apparently he holds that this goes into the category of malachos, she'ef shalasoson me'erev yantif. They're awesome at Rabbanan. Okay. V'loma lo nesar, so the Rambam says, v'loma lo nesar bikua klau. So he says basically, so they didn't let him do it. Why? Because he could have done it me'erev yantif. And the question is, lama lo nesa b'kua klal me'shef shesh, because efsh lasos me'erev yantif. He says, no, because me'shef shesh yivga be'etz ova, v'lo yucha la'avir ova, yimona milavasha. Okay? So he says, because with wood, chopping wood, it doesn't always work out that way. A lot of times you chop the wood, and then you take a look, you see that the wood is hard to burn. So it needs further chopping. So he'll come across such a piece of wood that doesn't burn well, and he won't be able to have some chasyantiv. He won't be able to be mevashel. Have a chilul yantiv. Oh, mekayim is a chilul yantiv. Okay. Lefikach, he says, itiru levakeya b'shinu. Okay. V'chol advarim adom and lozeh mizeh atam. Itiru b'ayim. Mashitu rasa mashasa. Okay. So the Ravid argues with him. The Ravid says, first Ravid asks, which other cases are analogous to this? He doesn't know. But then he says that the Tam really is not like the Rambam says, but the Tam really is, because we paskin like Rav Yehuda. The Machshirin she'ief shalasoso me'erev yontif is mutal asoson kedarkam b'yontif mitaraisa. Okay? Right. As long as it's not taken l'chol. And if it's efshalasosu me'erev yantif, so then you do it alidei shinui. He says, in the ze'atam lebikua v'tam lemelach. So Ravid adds, this explains bikua and it explains melach. He means to ask a kasha on the Rambam with that. Because saying according to the Rambam, that the reason is, over here, because you'll come across a piece of wood that you can't burn, and he'll be nimna from being mavashal yantif. He says, yeah, but I can explain melach, because melach is something you could always do before. And the halach is melach. The halach is you could be doches ha melach, doches ha melach be yantif, Agadei Shinui also. And that's the Rambam before, Paragimol of Yabez. He says, Aval, Aval Dochin as a Tavlin Kedarkon. Shem Yodachosomi Be'erev Yofik Taimon. Because you do it, Erev Yantif is going to lose his face. Aval Melach Eno Nidach Be'yantif Alem Ken Hito Amachtesh. Oshi Yodach Bekara Kiyotzebar Kedeshi Yeshara. That's what the Rambam says. So, you see, so the question the Rav is asking is, if you're telling me the reason for Bikua is because it's an exceptional case, but really you shouldn't be able to do it because it's a Yachalas also may air of Yamtif. So what are you going to do with Melech? Melech is definitely Yachalas also may air of Yamtif. Melech's not going to lose his flavor. Okay. So that's what the Ravid says. You must say that Tom really is because we pass like Gab Yehuda. And any malacha, machshir yachol nefesh, which is ef shel asosan is mutar lagamri, and ef shel asosan is also mutar by al yedei shinui. Okay, and that explains malach too, because ef shel asosan by al yedei shinui is intrinsically mutar. But the Ravid's question on the Rambam is a powerful one. What does the Rambam do with malach? Okay, can't give the same reason as he gives by bikuets. That's the Ravid's question. Okay. Yeah, that's very good. Very good. Yeah, what's the malacha of Bikua Eitzim? It's a good question. What's the malacha of Bikua Eitzim? The Ramban says this is certainly deraisa. What is the malacha? That's what my son's showing me. It's the Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha Tesvav. What is the malacha? Is Hamachate Eitzim and Achayvet Shidaktik Mehen Kidei Levashel Kigrogeres Mibetza. So it comes on the Tochen. Comes on the Tochen. She has to be duck. She's a duck man. It means he has to break him down into little pieces. So it comes into Tochen. So it fits in with the Rambam. Because Tochen really is from the Malachos that are Mutaros, because she is by an Ochol Nefesh. That's the list the Rambam mentions. But why don't you do them? Because Eshel Asel Samer of Yantar. So that's the Bikuaitzim. See, the case in the Torah of, It's not because of Tochen. The case of Mekoshesh. It's Machlokes, whether it's because of the, what was the Malacha? So, some say Hotzor and some say Ma'amer. It's Machlokes, that's all. It doesn't say because of Tochen. Interesting. But the Ram says that it'll be Tochen if you splinter it up into small pieces in order to cook. To make a cooking fire, so you have to break it up into small pieces. Yeah, that's what he holds. Yeah. Right. Okay. From here we went to the general area of Malacha B'Yomtev, just to show how the Rishonim had great difficulties in explaining Malacha B'Yomtev. All right. Yeah, great difficulty. I mean, take the Ravid. The Ravid by Mevaken Eitzim, where he explains the Psak Halachi. He says, there's no problem, because the Pasuk like Rav Yehuda, he says. But then he says, Ve'im Kol Zeh, the Ravid says, Ve'im Kol Zeh, still, we have to admit, Tzorach HaDavar Tikun. There's a great difficulty here. Why? Sherei L'das Chachamim, let's take coin to Chachamim. Not coin to Halacha, but he says, but let's take coin to Chachamim. They hold that machshir achol nefesh and not mutar, even though it's yefshal asosun. Im kein tavlin matam niduchim kedarkon, umelach loma afilu b'shinui. So this is the raisa. Ella lo masran akasav ella chachamim. So the Ravid says that the malachas were given over to the chachamim. V'heim amru yesh machshirin shehim ka'ochal atzmo. There are some machshir achol nefesh that are just like the ochel themselves, v'heim atavlin v'melach, shenichnosim b'ochel atzmo, because they actually go into the ochel itself. Okay. V'hitiru zeh kedarko v'zeh al yedei shinui. So they determined that certain things they are mata kedarko, like for instance the tavlin, but the melach only al yedei shinui. V'afilu das chachomim. The chain le Rabbi Yehuda mitneishem maspik lemelach ba'taya leduchan kol tzorgo. Why? Because Mamelech, it's enough. You could do it through Shinui. It's not going to interfere. So over there, they determined that you should use a Shinui. So it's Mamelech, because Alchom, and they determined wherever they could use a Shinui, they, and didn't interfere, so they decided to use a Shinui. But basically, it's totally in the Chacham. Now, what about Biku Eitzim? The Efshir. The Biku Eitzim, the Nesha E Efshir, La'afros, La'vashab, La'etzim. It's not possible to cook without Eitzim. Osu also Kedichas HaMelech. The Tiru also Yidei Shinui. So he says, so they made it, they considered it to be like Melech and Tal. Basically, in other words, a Chum have the Lamashan Kazal Chum. So once it's Masan Chum, so they can do whatever they want. So it doesn't have to be in terms of abstract categorical structure. Okay? It's simply the Chacham can determine. It's like Bechalamai. So they determined that the Malacha, which is that Hechsher, they were Matir, because they determined that it's part of the Ochel Nefesh itself. The Chachamim were in charge of determining what's Ochel Nefesh. What is Ochel Nefesh? That's what he's saying. Malachas Ochel Nefesh, Lemasa Nakasav Ela Chacham. Just like my Malachas Chalamot. So according to the Ravid, that answers the big problem. Big problem is, how could you say that the Shechikas HaTavlin is mutter? It's only a Machshir. Machshir Marasa Koin Racham. And nobody argues. They don't argue on that. There's no Tanner argues and says that you can't do, except Machloek Vesham, Koin Vesil, we all like Vesil, that Tavlin and Duchen Gedarkon. So, how is it possible, that it should be mutter, mutter Lagamri? So that's what he says, that Meleches Ochel Nefesh is mutter, and Machshiri Ochel Nefesh is also coined to Racham, but the Masan Akas Racham to determine what's considered Ochel Nefesh. So that's up to the Racham. The Torah left it to the Racham. The Torah wanted that the day should have a heter of Ochel Nefesh, and who determines what's Ochel Nefesh, what's Meleches Ochel Nefesh? The Masan Akas Racham, let the Racham determine. That's where the rival ends. But you understand very well that once that the Ravid was not happy, I mean, that's what he held it had to be. But he held it's a serious, he recognized it was a serious problem there. Serious problem. And that's why he says, a dayin vim kolze, tzorach adava tikun. It's not so simple. So he recognized the great difficulty over here. I mean, for instance, they take Taisvashit and Beitzes, they go by the Yerushalmi. Or you go by the Yerushalmi. Because why is Paris Hanosh Nasagarisham and Yalav Yitlosh? So why is Plisha Asur? So Taisvis says that Al Kain Pirsha Ben Nasano Mikino and the Yerushalmi Yesh Achashechul Chol Nefesh Samklesh Matam Samatsas Osam Malofis Shemishimo Velech Heimutaras Naina Malisha Velech Avoshom Malofis Mikodom Lachin Asur. So Lisha Nafia is Mutter, but the ones before absolutely Osam Raisa. According to Taisus. Of course, according to Taisus, you have the major problem. Because it comes out that Tochein, really according to Taisus, is also Midaraisa. So how could the Mishnah say, how could we say that the Halacha is that Dochein is a Tavlin? I mean, how is it possible to do that? That's Tochein. There's no question about that. That's what the Malach is. Malach is Tochein. So how is it possible? Big problem. Big problem. I mean, these questions were raised by Rishonim and then through the Achronim, and no real good solution. No, that we know of. I mean, the one that we mentioned, the Ramban and Beitza and Ein Tzadi. See, Rashi also. All the Rishonim really grappled with this problem. This big, big problem. Meleches Yontif. They all recognize that it's a very difficult to explain. Meleches Yontif. Something's different there. And it doesn't just follow Meleches Shabbos simply with the simple Matir of Ochel Nefesh. The formula doesn't work. Formula doesn't work. Okay. Then you have problems with Tolesh. There's no simple formula. As a matter of fact, we mentioned the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid in Halacha Hey. So he says, because the question of Tolesh. So he says, they don't want to be matir at Lisha because it's told us Kotzer. Yep. So he says, but it's still the problem. He says, the Gamal Dibur Rabbeinu Kasha. Why? Sharei Tiru Shchika Stavlin. Meneshiyesh Bar Nefsed. Vav Pishay Tolas Trina. So you're going to say it's based on the fact that Tolish didn't want to be Matir because it's Tolas Kotzer. So it's Tolas Katsira, and Katsira is Melach Shef Shalas Sosa Meir Vyantif. So why were they Matir Shchika Stavlin? Okay, it's Tolas Trina. So the Raiva goes on and he says and then he goes on to his own definition of Lachzavod, very strange, where he says, Kolmash Dercho Evid Lasas Ladonov. Vain Rov Bene Odom Osin Osa. It sounds like a Ramban in the Chumash, but he goes so far as to say, Lizkor ki hoyinu avodim, vayinu osim alachos elu ladoninu. Strange kind of thing. It sounds almost like drush. Avokom alachos shederech rov meim lasoso, kolach beveso latzma lo zhanu, lefishenu alachos avodim. El afa adonim osin oso. Strange. It sounds, when you read that Rav HaMagid, it sounds like he's going off into drush. But we'll see later why he justify a little bit his approach. But certainly you see, I mean, a big struggle here to try to explain the Malachas Yom. Okay, great difficulties. Now, you have the Ramban, basically. The Ramban and the Balamor in Beitza on by Ein Tzaddik. So the Ramban tries to answer also. I mean, Rashi also proposed an answer. Everyone rejects Rashi's answer. Rashi's answer was a melocha she'efshal asosun, because the question is, ain't tzadin dogim mena bibrin. Why can't you do tzidah? It's ochel nefesh. Ain't tzadin for ochel, they want to eat the fish. So Rashi says, because it's a melocha she'efshal asosun, erev yantif. So the Rishonim asked, that's not a category of midaraisa. That's only Rabbanon Efshal says Meraviyant. But the, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's by Machshir Ochel Nefesh. We say Efshal Asosan, we're Machalik, Efshal Asosan, E Efshal Asosan. But, that's not Allah. No one holds in Ochel Nefesh itself the definition of Efshal Asosan Meraviyant and Mal Efshal Asosan Meraviyant, Midaraisa. So, that's why Rashi, they reject Rashi, Ramban, the Ran. Very difficult Rashi. It's against the Mishnah Megillah. Plus the Mishnah Megillah says, the Gemara Megillah explains the Mishnah. The dialogue, Ein Bain, the Ein Bain. So the Gemara explains the dialogue from Yavir Mechachamim. So the dialogue is, with regard to Machshir Ochel Nefesh, Efshal Asasa, but not with regard to Ochel Nefesh itself. Ochel Nefesh itself is mutter according to everybody. Efshal Asasa, Efshal Asasa. And here Rashi says that there's going to be a definition of a Raisa. You say midrabbanon yeshla sasa, like the Rambam says, but you can't say midaraisa because midaraisa ochel nefesh is mutter hutcher legamri. So Rashi is very difficult. They reject Rashi. The Ramban proposes an answer in the Balamor. He says, and it's on daf Yud Gimel on the base and daf Be'erif, one daf after the beginning of Ein Tzaddin and daf Be'erif. So the Ramban says that El Avayodim Shelo Kol Amalochos Hutcher Biyantif El Hechshema Acholim Lo Ochlan Kigan Afia Ubishul VeKiyotze Bohen Avalotzut Balechayim Sheinam Bishus HaAdam VeChein Lakar Davim Megidulo Kigan Kitzira VeToldaseo Elu VeKiyotz Men Asurim VeHein B'Chlam Alechas Avoda. So the Ramban holds actually Asmat Araisa. That's a big machlokes rishonim. Kotzer, if a person will be kotzer, or tolesh will be ovenis the raisa. Tochen will be ovenis the raisa. So you have the Balei Tosfos and the Ramban, they hold dinis the raisa. Inami kemoshe b'furish b'shami minayin shein bor v'lo tochen v'lo merakten b'yosef shein rish lakish ach shelchol nefesh v'lo vada yosef lachem v'nishmatem z'matzah, like Tosfos says, k'vam v'lisha v'elech v'may t'china v'akoda v'chen kol v'koshken k'tzirat lisha Tani Chizkio polag achol v'vada areo yosef v'machlekes on the type of the miyut. Okay, mashmor is doshim, but anyways, he gets back to the Shilohitira Tar Bientafel Malachas Shel Yoman on the same day, Gun Shita Fiyu Bishlav Elu Tikunheim, the Derek Bidam Sakim Hen Liyamim Harbe, Omratori Yisakin Kedako Mechol Liyamtif, Shelo Yisakin Liyamtif Liyamim Harbe. Okay. Shelchol. So now he comes up with a definition that has to do with being Misakin Liyamim Harbe. I mean, has to do with the nature of the malacha, which is if a malacha is l'sakin l'yam harbe, not l'sakin l'yam harbe. I mean, you have to agree that this is a very these are very difficult definitions. Difficult definitions. He says, "Vav pishim atzinu heter b'malachos halalu tochem es apilplin berechaim shalhem." The big question: what do you do with the tchino on the pilplin on the tavlin? He says, "Berechaim shalhem v'chol aniduchin k'darkon nami tchino hei." And all the ones that mutter kedarkon, the noslim the tliya biyantif, and the tliya is borer. You put into this thing the tliya. Hanu malachos dinyom nina. He says because these are malachos dinyom. Umikomakom nismato ketsira v'toldo seho. Kigantolish peres hanecholim. He says okay, so malachos dinyom. So what about tolish? He says no. He says that one was excluded. Shlo itira Torah ela lahachshir ochlin shebirshuso. Because it was only matir to do the ochlin that are in his reshus. Avalokadav migidulo lo. Vafil the peres and gum miyom lachaver. Even peres that one day they'll overripen. Gantainim, they don't last long. The kosh can't see this balachayim shubachlam malachas avoda. Okay. So I mean, you have to admit the Ramban is difficult. Ramban, I mean, you can see the Ramban really. The Ramban is not a simple man, not a very simple definition. And it's not me that says it's not a simple definition. The Ran says it. The Ran is on right on the Mishnah. The Ran quotes the Ramban. Ramban is al kosef mechames, sefer mechamos. Shelo kol ruach zut shvent v'lechsha lechsha lechsha hamacholin laochlan ganafia bishvetzman. Avol lots of balachem shenim shesav lechem agdol gula. He says they're asurim because mar zvora. Inami before he says b'chol zayin amaspikli. So the man says why I still don't understand. Lama yeh also litchon chita menatara v'yeh mutter l'doch kol aniduchim kedarkon. So he says why can't I do tchina sechitim? That's b'bayis. It's not basada, and he says, so why can't I do tochein? Minatari tell me it's aser, but it's told as mutter. They mutter lo dechol nidukhin kedarkon. Sherei shchika vaday told the tocheinu. So, I mean, Ramban is very difficult. It is. Ramban's definition is very difficult. So then he goes, he wants to say, the Ran wants to say that a different approach, that any melech ha-sochol nefesh is only that is mutter, midaraisa. Any malachas achol, and it's only us midarabon. But he has a problem with the Mishnah later, with plain shot in the Mishnah, and then in the end he says that va'adayin ankles and machver with the she'asugya yishalmi muchach shemin atara. But yishalmi says lokin, and it's muchach that is midaraisa. So he says, "Vav Bryce zu perika matzni," and that Bryce also kepash to hachi muchacha. That's an issue of the Raisa. That says Malkus. It's true. He works that. It's not on this one, on that one. But he says, "Pash, this is mashma that it's midaraisa." So basically, the Ran gives up, and the Ran really just amazing Ran. You see the honesty of the Ran that he just says he tries, but the Ramban doesn't work out, and the Rashi didn't work out, and his chat the difficulties. He just abandons it. Doesn't know what's the underlying definition of malachas yantif. That's what the Ran concludes. Amazing. That, I mean, Rishonim was struggling with it, you could see. But for the Ron to say that he simply doesn't know, it's an amazing, amazing thing. You see the honesty of the Chachmei Yisrael. Okay. Okay. The next thing we took was a definition of Ramban gives in the Chumash. Okay. Ramban, Perek Chaf Gimel, and Emor, Pasuk Zayin. Kol Malach HaSavara. All right. So he criticizes Rashi's definition. Because Rashi says, Afilo HaMalachos HaChashivos Lachem Avoda, V'tzorach, Sheyesh Chesron Kis, Bebitula, Shelayan. The Batala Shelayan. You don't dover over it. Kach Evantim Toras Kahan. Rashi wants to say that why say Kol Malachos Avoda Lo Sasu? It means even a malacha that you're doing because of a hefsid. As a person does malacha because he doesn't want to have a hefsid, so it's a different kind of, it's a different kind of a malacha. Different kind of malacha because you're doing it to stop the damage control. So he says that's called malacha savoda, different kind of a malacha. So you might think that kind of a malacha is mutter natif. That's what Rashi says. Very difficult Rashi. I mean, again, you see, what kind of a definition is that midrash? Why he's doing it? I mean, malachas, would anybody ever say in Shabbos, makes a difference, you're going to lose money, not going to lose money. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, malacha is malacha. These, that's something I mentioned before. The definitions are very difficult. Definitions are very difficult. Malacha that a person does for harbei zman. I mean, even the Rambans, I mean, it's very difficult to concept that when you're dealing with malacha, it has to be an objective thing. This is a malacha, it doesn't matter why. I mean, so the Ramban criticizes Rashi, but then the Ramban comes back with a definition. And he says that the definition is that he makes a couple of observations. He says like this, that he says, "Umalacha shehi ba'ochel nefesh." I mean, a little further on. He says, "He malachas hanoa, lo malachas avoda." So he wants to say that give a clear definition that there's a difference between malachas avoda and ochel nefesh. And malachas avoda is anything which you do not for ochel nefesh. It's not a malachas hanoa. So he's breaking down. I mean, here at least you see the Ramban is trying to take the definition of malacha and yantif and give it a solid definition. That the Torah broke down all malachas Shabbos into two categories. Malachas hanoah and malachas avodah. What's malachas hanoah? Malachas ochel nefesh. Simple, straightforward definition. Okay? So the Ramban says, and then he goes on, and he says, v'zem is bar b'Torah. Ki b'chaga matzos shama tchila kol malacha le'osav ahem hutzrich lefarish achashe yochel ochel nefesh shulavad yosav lahem. He says, "Ubishor kol yomim tovim yekatzer v'yoma kol malach zavod lo sasu. Less or kol malacha she'inena ochel nefesh. Ulodia she'ochel nefesh mutar b'hem." So Ramban says, "V'lo yoma akosav la'olam bechad mikol shor yomim tovim kol malacha. V'lo yefarish b'hem et ochel nefesh. Ki malach zavod yilmer al zeh." Avol b'parshas kol abchor. You have one exception. B'chag amatzos amar v'yom ashviel tzerzah shel mekecha l'sasim malacha. Not kol malacha, but l'sasim malacha. V'atam b'nei shekvar hitir bo b'feirish ochel nefesh v'lo hutzvach lomar bo kol malachas avoda. V'hiskir malacha stam v'lo amar kol malacha k'mo shenemar b'shabbos yom kippur. Akavon l'sasim malacha asher hizaticho olecho. Yeah. So, He says that basically he tries to explain, because you see that there's the Torah has a certain uniformity here. At all time, Malacha ben Yontif, it says, Kol Malachas Avod Lo Sasa. Except for this one case by Chag HaMatzos in the beginning where it starts off and it says that Kol Malacha Lo Yosulhem, Acha Sheyocha Chol Nefesh Levadi Yosulhem. So over there's the only time that you find an exception. What's the reason? Because over there, says the Torah is laying down the definition. So the Torah is laying down a definition over there of malachas ochel nefesh versus other malachas. And then the Torah just says malachas avoda, meaning those malachas which are, in other words, in bow, the Torah is laying down the definition of malachas hanoah. Now the Torah refers to that as Malachas Avoda. That's called Malachas Avoda Sasa by Yishar Yom Tovah. And it does, the only time, the only exception is when it comes to Chag HaMatzos again, it just says Lo Sasa Malacha, meaning a reference to what it said in Bo in Chag HaMatzos. So over there, it doesn't have to say Malachas Avoda. It just says Malacha because it already defined it over there. So it just needs a reference to it. It doesn't have to say Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasa, like it says in the other Yom Tovah. Because over here, it could just reference it by the term Malacha, which it mentioned before. So it's a shorter expression. So the Ramban explains every term in the Torah. Why it says sometimes Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasa, Machshavah Kol Nefesh, how come it says Kol Malachas Avoda Lo Sasa, and how come in Kol HaBchor by Chag HaMatzos it says Kol Malacha, because it's that's all you need is just a remez to what Torah said before. That's enough. Okay, so there the Ramban basically sounds like, I mean, sounds good. He worked out the whole definition. Okay, worked out, yes. Yeah. Now Avi's right. I mean, the Ramban doesn't take up the halachic problems in this Ramban L'Chumash. He just tries to give a basic definition. But doesn't mean what makes it ochel nefesh. He doesn't really say melechas hanoah. I mean that really is the Ramban in the Melchemes, where he tries to say that if it has to be in the bias, it's but over here he's just trying to give the underlying definition. He's not going into the problems. Yes, but it would seem that he goes by the melech itself, not by the intent. Because that's the way he learns in the Melchemes. That's the Malacha. It's the Malacha. Okay. But the Ramban goes on and on, but then he comes back. He says there is one problem he has. The problem is a Sifri. Vim calls that, a Ramban says. Matsasi kushyal devarenu mebraisa ashnei b'sifri. The Bryce in the Sifri says the following. Kol Malach zavod lo sasu. Magit she aser basias malacha minayin lahater ba'ochel nefesh. How do you know that matar ochel nefesh? Nemar kan mikra kodesh, v'nemar lahalon mikra kodesh. Ma lahalon lahater ba'ochel nefesh, afkan lahater ba'ochel nefesh. You see, very very difficult. Because according to Ramban's definition, the Sifri isn't good. Because what is the Sifri saying? What's the Sifri's whole problem? Malach Zavod is precisely any malacha that's not ochel nefesh. So what's the Sifri talking about? So the Ramban has a big problem with the Sifri. I mean, it's very difficult. I don't understand the Ramban's final answer. Because he says, no, now he switches his definition. Malach Zavod means something that has a Torah gadol. So therefore, therefore he's going to say, even something which is ochel nefesh, but if it has a big Torah, it should be osa. So what happened? Now the whole,
right,
everything falls apart. I mean, it's the whole definition falls apart. Because what is malachas avoda? I mean, if it means Torah, so then how come when it's ochel nefesh is mutter? I mean, very difficult. Very difficult. Right. Yeah, the whole setup was, I mean, first you have in Bo, you have the definition. I mean, and then it's Malachas Avoda. The whole beautiful system just collapses. I mean, now it's Torah. And it's Torah, so. I mean, it's very difficult. I don't fully understand Ramban's. When Ramban switches over here, what is, how there's a definition anymore? Where's the definition? What is Malachas Avoda? Difficult Ramban. But it shows you, what I'm trying to show you is, I'm not really trying to give a shiur on the Ramban over here. I'm just trying to show you the difficulty. The great difficulty that Rishonim had in struggling with finding a definition of Malachas Yantav. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the Ramban now. Okay, let's go back to the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph. Sheish halacha aleph. Sheish yis yamam ha'elu she'osron ha'kosav v'asiyas melacha. Hein ha'nekroim yamam tov. Okay. U'shvisas kuvan shove. She'hein ha'asurim b'chol melachas avada. Yeah. So the Rambam means in contradistinction to what? So he's saying Sheish yis yamam ha'elu. He's setting up a definition here. And he's saying only these six. As Rabbi Wolf mentioned, I mean, you can't, according to the Rambam, only on these six is Halacha Yantif. And it's in contradistinction to Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippurim is not a Yantif. You can't say Yantif in Yom Kippur kind of around. Okay? His distinction is between Yantif and Yom Kippur. That's the distinction. Okay, because he just got finished with Hilchos Shvi'is Asar, and now he's starting Hilchos Shvi'is Yom Tov. So the Rambam's following in order. So he's saying over here, it's to the exclusion, these six only are considered Yom Tov, to the exclusion of Shvi'is Asar. Now take a look carefully at Shvi'is Asar. What does he say? Halacha Beis, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Kol Malacha Shechayavin Al Zdono, over there he has a simple form. This is Lishbos Malacha Bas Lacharesh. Very simple, just like in Shabbos. Just like in Shabbos, same thing as in Shabbos. And further, in Halacha Beis, Kol Malacha Shechayavin Azdona B'Shabbos, Ki Lacha Yavin Azdona B'Osar Karas. V'chol Shechayavin Lala Korban Nechatas B'Shabbos, Chayavin Lav Korban Nechatas V'Yom Kippurim. V'chol Dov Shasso Ases B'Shabbos, Asas V'Yom Kippurim. Okay, he says, Klolo Shol Dovar, he says, Ein Bein Shabbos V'Yom Kippurim Bin Yonam Elu Ela Shazodin Malacha B'Shabbos B'Skilo B'Yom Kippurim B'Karas. So the Rambam perceived that Yom HaKippurim is set apart in terms of the Issa Malacha, the very essence of the Issa Malacha, and the very Kedusha Sayyom, and the nature of the Kedusha Sayyom. Okay? And that's why the Rambam says that these six are different. These six are different. Sheish yis yamam, these only these are considered Yom Tov. Only these are considered Yom Tov. Yom HaKippurim is not considered Yom Tov. It's Shvi'is Asar. Different phenomenon. What's the difference between Yom HaKippurim and between these six? So the difference is the way the Rambam expresses. Over there it's Malacha. Malacha, just like Shabbos. But over here it's something different. Over here it's Malachas Avodah. Malachas Avodah, the Rambam says. It's a different concept, a different shvisa. The very shvisa is a different kind of shvisa than the malacha. The shvisa is completely different. Okay? The shvisa is completely different. Okay. What is the difference? What is the difference? All right, let's take a look at the, Gemara Psacha Memvav on the base. Okay? We'll come back to the Rambam, but that point is clear from the Rambam, that the nature of the Shvi'is is completely different. It's not just that Yom Kippurim is more chomer than Yom Tov, but it's a completely different kind of Shvi'is. Okay? When it comes to Yom Kippurim and Shabbos, it's a question of which is more chomer. Shabbos is more chomer, Yom Kippurim is less chomer. When it comes to Shabbos and Yom Kippurim on the one hand and Yom Tov on the other, it's completely qualitatively differentiated. Different concept of Shvi'is. Okay? What is a different concept? Let's take a look at the Gemara and Psachim. Okay, a Rashi over there. Rashi, when explaining Rav Chisda, so the Gemara says that Rav Chisda, because Rabbo lodges a question against Rav Chisda, who doesn't agree with his whole. And he asks him, he says, how are you going to be Mevashel from Yom Tov to Shabbos? Right? So he says, I hold that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim B'Yom Tov. Okay, so Rashi explains, what does it mean? Nasim b'yantif. He says, "Midarais atzoch haShabbos nasim b'chsiv acha sheyochol chol nefesh v'Shabbos v'yantif chodah kedusha hi. The tavayu Shabbos ikra. The chiyechi the mutal levasha lebo b'yom mutal levasha lemachar." Okay. So the question that we raise is, how could you possibly say that Shabbos and Yom Tov is one Kedusha? Just doesn't make sense. The Shabbos is Mekudesh V'Yom Eid, And Yom Tov is Mikroi Kodesh, which Bezdin is Mekadesh. Completely different. Say Mekadesh Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos, Mekadesh Shabbos Zmanim. Two fundamentally different entities. Shabbos is Tchilo Mikroi Kodesh. But it's not the same Kedusha. Okay. And Rashi himself, so Rashi himself says that you think that Malachas Avodah, you think would be, if it's Hefsed, you might think would be Mutter and Yantif. Can you say such an idea with regard to Shabbos? I mean, it's impossible. So how could Rashi say over here that it's one Kedusha? Now this, when Rashi says over here it's one Kedusha, it's not like the same case the Gemara in Beitz where it says one Kedusha Achas. That the Rav explained over there, it's not a question of one Kedusha, it's a question of, since the both days have the same phenomenon of Tchilas Hayom and Muktzah's, the Allah is that the Kodesh Katzoy Ben Hashmoshes Katzoy L'chul Yoma. So when you have 2 days in a row, so the question is the first Ben Hashmoshes Kaveya, or is each Ben Hashmoshes independently Kaveya? That's a different, it has nothing to do with the nature of the Kedusha. That's absurd to say that Kedusha Shabbos is the same. Over there, what the Gemara means, or with regard to Eruv Tchumen, if you make one Tchum, do you have to do separate everyone, or no? Because one Bein Hashmashes is Kaveyak, since they're both in succession. Why that's a separate thing? But that's a different Kedusha Achas completely. This, what does Rashi mean by this Kedusha Achas? He means in substance. So how can you say in substance is one Kedusha? That's the question. So the what we wanted to say is that with regard, we wanted to answer this Rashi with a Ramban, another Ramban in Parshas Emor. Okay. That Ramban is on Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Okay. Yiyeh lachem shabasam. So the Ramban says like this. U'bemechilta ro'isi b'parshas ha'chodesh v'shmata masayom hazeh loma nemar v'alo kvar nemar kol malocha lo yasavahem ein li ala dvarm shehem mishim malocha dvarm shehem mishim shvus minayin. How do you know things that asa mishim shvus are also asa? Tamaloma shmata masayom hazeh lovi dvarm shehem mishim shvus. Yachal afchal lo shel moed yasavah mishim shabasam v'adino sein yasavah shel no. Now, let's say it like this. So the Ramban asks, "V'hine yidrishon shabasam lishbos bo legamri afil medvarim she'enon me'avos malachos v'tol l'sein." So you see, the Torah tells you that the shvisa on Yom Tov has to be even Shabbos, and Yom Tov has to be even from things that are not malachos. He says, "Avalon is barolizeh." I don't understand. Shema toma shias machta matam sheyomer baloshen hazeh. He says, very strange lashon and mechilta. The mechilta says that how do you know shvusim are asur also? What do you mean shvusim? I mean shvusim are the rabbanim. The way, if you want to find a smachta, so you say how do you know things that are not a malacha are also asur mitaraisa? Okay, so you have a remez, and then we say that that's the smachta for the shvus. But here the mechilta is saying the shvus itself. It's the lashon. The rabban says the lashon doesn't make any sense. How do you know shvus is asur mitaraisa? What kind of thing is that? You want to find asmach for the shlus, so it shouldn't have said the shlus is also, it should have said that things that are not malacha are also asa. And then the chacham came along, and based on that asmachta, they created a shlus. Okay? That's Ramban's question. The lashon, he didn't like the lashon. What's the lashon? So he says, v'nira li, you see how meticulous is the lashon. V'nira li says, shemedrash hazeh lo mashin nistavim min haTorah li yaslan minucha b'yamtav. He says, this assay of Shabbosan is that we should have a menucha on Yom Tov. Afilu medvarim she'ein on malacha. Lo she yitrach kol hayom limdo datfuas lishkol aperos amatanos lamalei achov yisyani. He goes through all the things that he could do, which he shows clearly if the ears mukefes choma and the dlosos and ulos balaylo, so there's no rishus a rabim, so you can pack on the donkeys and the wine, and you could have masa matan and yontif, and the shuk will be open, the marketplace could be open for all mekachem memkar. He says, and the money changes will be able to change the money. He says, and then get up to go to work. He says, and it'll be like a complete like a yom chol. He says. So he says, "L'kachom ratar shabasan sheyeh yom shviso menucha lo yom torach memalacha v'zeh pirush tov yafe." Says this is a very good pirush. Okay, he says. So what does Ramban hold? So Ramban is saying that pirush is good, and that's why they use shvus, because all the things Ramban mentions are shvusim. You see, so Ramban says for that it's okay that they use the lashon shvus, because what they're saying is really that they want to show you that the Chachamim actually, that was what they did, what they accomplished with the Shvusim. That they were Mekayim with the Shvusim, what the Torah, Midaraisa, the Kiyum of Shabbosim. Not that it's just an Asmachta like he wanted to say before, but he likes this Pshat, his Macharish, that the idea that Shabbosim is a Deraisa, and that there's a Chiyum Midaraisa, Nishbos, a Filim Midran Sheinam Alacha. You see, in order that it should be a shvis and a keres, it shouldn't be a yom chol, because really you can make it just like a yom chol and not violate a single malach. So that's what the Mechilta say. The Mechilta is saying that that's what the Chachamim did. The concept of shvus is not a new idea, but the Chachamim came along and they enforced, and they gave a system and a tzura to the Shabbos on Shvos, which is Midaraisa. It was a Deraisa before, but it didn't have any form to it. And the Chachamim simply filled it out. But Midaraisa, it's a Yom Menucha. Midaraisa, Yom Menucha. The Yom Menucha on Shabbos and a Yom Menucha on Yom. That's the Ramban's chiddush. Okay? It's a beautiful Ramban, yeah. No, that's not Lamos Nekar Lacham. Where you have the deraisa, but the deraisa simply lemashon akasa lachamim is a deraisa. It means whatever the chum says is absolutely mamash deraisa. But this is you can't say that for instance if a person would have a shvisim yikeres, but he'd be violate shvusim. He's not certain shvusim. I mean, you can't say his whole shvisim yikeres is gone. So he's not violating a deraisa. It's a different kind of a thing. But in Mosan Akasa Lachacham, whatever they say, that's absolutely deraisa. There's the specifics and the details. Over here, the details are drabanan. But the Chachamim did it with an idea, because there is the deraisa of Yom HaMenucha is a real deraisa. And they want, and what they did was they simply made sure that the kiyum of the Shabbos and Shavuos will exist, will always exist. That's what the Chum did. Okay? All right. So based on this Ramban, what we wanted to say in Rashi is, that's the idea of Kiddush Achas. Not Kiddush Achas in terms of Isur Malach. Not Kiddush Achas in terms of Isur Malach. But Kiddush Achas in terms of the Asay of the Yom HaMenucha, the Shabbos and Shavuos. That's what Rashi means. And so far as that's concerned, it's one kedusha, because you see the Ramban says Shabbos and Shavuos goes on Yom Tov and it goes on Shabbos, and it means that it's one concept of Yom Menucha, okay? One concept of Yom Menucha, okay? So that's why he holds that since it's kedusha achas, it's one kedusha insofar as the kedusha sayom of the Shabboson. So therefore, it comes out that Acha She'ocha L'chol Nefesh is Matir Malachos, according to Rashi, for the Kedusha Sayom of the Shabbos, of the Asay, of the Yom HaMenucha. So the Acha She'ocha, that's what Rashi is saying. Acha She'ocha Nefesh for Shabbos Yantav Kedusha Achasei. Chol Kedusha, the Tavayah Shabbos Ikru. The Chiyecha, the Mutal Lavash L'bo B'yom, Mutal Lavash L'macha. That's what Rashi means. That why can you be Mavashal on Yom Tov? Because of the assay of the Shabbos on Shavuos, the Yom HaMenucha. So if the Shabbos and Shavuos of Yom Tov is Matim Malachas. So the Shabbos and Shavuos of Shabbos is also Matim Malachas. So whenever Yom Tov is right before Shabbos, so the Shabbos and Shavuos is going to require Malacha on Yom Tov. So that's what Rav Chisda said, that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim b'yantav, because if the Shabbos and Shavuos of Yantav is Matam Malachas, the Shabbos and Shavuos of Shabbos is Matam also. If it's not Erev Shabbos, so you can't say that, because let's say it's on Thursday, so then you have, there's no Matir, because you have Erev Shabbos in between, so there's no problem. Okay? So that's Rashi. I mean, I Jeff says there's more later over there that I just mentioned simply, but there's more later that deals with the Lechem Aponim from one Shabbos to another. I just mentioned it. You're right. I mean, you could say whatever. If even if it's before, I'm just saying, generally speaking, it would seem if there's no Tzorach, I mean, it would seem you can't do it. Okay. Okay, now let's go back to the Rambam. Okay. Now the Rambam says, Kol Melecha Savoda. What is the distinction in the Rambam between the Yom HaKippurim and Shabbos on the one hand, and between Melacha and Yantif? I think the Rambam gave the distinction in one word, Melacha Savada. See, what is Melacha Savada? There really is one question. Can you get me a chumash? There really is one question. The Torah itself doesn't use melechas avoda. Ramban is right, does not use melechas avoda in any other case besides Yom Tov. But the Torah does use, with regard to Shabbos, the term avoda. The term avoda. For instance, in two places. One is over here. Shesh Yishim, Sheish Hashem Tavod of Yom Shvi Tishbos, Bachor Shuvah Kotzer Tishbos. Yeah, that pasuk Lamed Davar Chafalos. Sheish Hashem Tavod of Yom Shvi Tishbos, Bachor Shuvah Kotzer Tishbos. So it does use the word Tavod, and Rashi says, I mean, one pshat is not going on Shabbos, but basic pshat is going on Shabbos, and it does use the word Tavod. Moreover, in Yisrael, in the Aseres Hadibros itself. So the word avoda is used. Zochas yom haShabbos l'katzer, sheishes yom tavod, the yasisa kol malachtecha. So you see, the Torah does use the word tavod with regard to Shabbos. So Rashi explains. What does Rashi say over there? Rashi says sheishes yom tavod. So Rashi says that. When Shabbos comes along, you should be finished with the malacha. It shouldn't be any hurry alive about malacha on Shabbos. Okay, that's how Rashi learns the pasuk. So what does tavod mean in that sense? Tavod. So the answer is that. In malacha, there are two things. There's the creative component of the malacha itself, okay, the creativity of the malacha, the creative component of the malacha, and then there is the human purpose in the malacha. That's tavod. So when the Torah tells you not to do malacha on Shabbos, it says, lo sasa chol malacha, because that's really the issa, because Shabbos bereshis is bria shemayim v'aretz. So the issa is creativity. That's the issa. So when the Torah tells you the law, losasa kol malacha, so the Torah speaks in terms of the substance of the malacha itself, the essence of the malacha itself, which is the creative process. Okay? But when the Torah is mazir the adam, when it warns the person not to do malacha and not to think about malacha, so over there it says tavo. Why? Because malacha has another component to it. There is the creativity element of malacha, but then there's the human purpose of malacha, the effect of the malacha, the result of the malacha for a person. So the Torah doesn't, when the Torah is mazir the person, it uses the word tavod, sheish yom tavod, Because over there it's telling you that you should, that the human purpose should be taken care of during the Shesh Hashemim. And Shabbos, you should be free, completely free, even mentally free. Even mentally free. So you see that the Torah recognizes, Midaraisa, the Torah recognizes two aspects of Malach, Midaraisa. Okay, two aspects of Malach Midaraisa. There's the aspect, and this is also, I mean, based on a shiur we one time gave, that we defined that Malachas Shabbos didn't begin with Mishkan. Malach is recognized intrinsically before the Isurei Malacha were formulated. Okay? Before the Isurei Malacha were formulated. So the entity of Malacha is recognized as a Chalei Shem. And the two components of Malacha the Torah recognizes. There's Malacha in terms of the creative component, creative element, and then there's Malacha in terms of the objective of the creative element, which is the objective of Adam in Malacha. Okay? Shesh Yisrael and Tavod. Okay. So what the Rambam is saying is like this. And every Malacha has its relative component of its human objective. So the Rambam is saying is like this. That with regard to Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim, the essence is really the creative component, creative element. Let's take Shabbos. Leave Yom HaKippurim aside. With regard to Shabbos, because Shabbos, the essence of the Issur Malacha on Shabbos is really creativity. Okay? Because that's Brias Olam. That's Brias Olam. So, but with regard to Yom Tov has nothing whatsoever to do with Brias Olam. Has no shaychus to Brias Olam. Yom Tov is Moed. Mikra Kodesh. So on a Mikra Kodesh, a person shouldn't be concerned with the reason why Malach is also is not because of the same reason as Shabbos and the new Shabbos. It's because on Yom Tov, the person should be concerned with the Mikra Kodesh of the Yom. Like the Ramban says that you should, that the Am is Nichnas to Bate Knesios and Bate Midrashos, and they learn Torah, and they daven Tefillah, and the day is really... The objective of the day should not be taken up with malacha. So therefore, the nature of the shvisam and malacha over here is not a shvisam and malacha like on Shabbos because of the creative element. Because it has no shachas to Yom HaShvi. It's just simply because the mikra kodesh can't tolerate malacha. Which component of malacha is attaching the sasri to the mikra kodesh? Not the creative element, but the avoda element, the human objective in each malacha. Okay? The human objective in each malacha is attaching the sasri to the yom ha-menucha. To the shabbason of the Ramban. To the yom ha-menucha of the Ramban. To the shabbason. It's attaching the sasri. Okay? That's how the Rambam learned. The Rambam learned that on Yom Tov, the Shvisa is completely different. It's not Malachas Shabbos. It's not the same idea as Shvisa and Malacha B'Yom HaShabbos. Shvisa Malacha B'Yom HaShabbos is one concept. It's in Magid Eidus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Borei Olam Yesh Me'ayin. That's Shvisa on Shabbos. But on Yom Tov, there's no Sheikhas. Yom Tov is Mikra Kodesh. Yom Tov is where Yom Chuyev to initiate a day that's a moed, Moadim, that's a moed, to spend time reflecting on the highest elements in human existence. So that's that day, the Tarti de Sasri, it has nothing to do with the creativity of Malacha. It has to do with the human objective of Malacha. So Malacha was borrowed from Shabbos, but not because of the component of Lasasa called Malacha component, but because of the Shesh Yisrael and Tavod component. That's really the element of Shvisa and Yom Tov. A whole different idea of Shvisa. The same malacha, but the entity is completely different. That's what the Rambam means. In this way, the Rambam is very, very clear. But the Rambam's like this. Shvisas kulon shove. What does it mean? It's all one Shvisa. It's a Shvisa from what? The shvisa is from avod, the avoda component of malacha. Okay. Chutz me malacha shil tzarech achila. I'm fitting very, very well. Because a malacha shil tzarech achila also has a human component. That human component was exempted. That human component was removed. Okay. But the nature of the shvisa is a shvisa me malacha savoda. And that's why the Rambam Bey says, "Ko hashoves min melechas avodo be echad mehen harei kiyam mitzvas asay." So in the kiyam asay, the Rambam wants to underline again. What is the kiyam? The kiyam is not melacha. The kiyam is shvisa from melechas avodo. Not a contradiction to what he said before. He's showing you what the kiyam shvisa is. The nature in general of the kiyam shvisa is a kiyam shvisa from melechas avodo, not from melacha creativity. But from malacha in the framework of the human element, the human accomplishment, and the effect of the malacha. Okay? Then when he wants to say you're over, he says, v'chol osa behen, v'echod mehen malacha she'ena l'tzorach achila, k'gon she'bono al horas or argus, arei bitl mitzvah sasei, v'ovar alo sasei. Okay. So then when he reverses and he wants to show how to be over, he expresses it in the most logical, concise way. Namely, how are you over? If you do a malacha that is not a malacha, it's not one of those that the objective removed the malacha because of ochel nefesh. So the Rambam is straightforward and both halachas are very clear in his lashon. Okay? Okay. So the Rambam really, where did the Rambam get his support from for his idea? So his idea that has to do with each malacha and the avod aspect of the malacha. So very simple. The Sifri. The Sifri is exactly the Rambam. Okay. The Sifri that the Rambam quotes. Okay. Kol malach zvod lo sasu. Magid she'osu vasiyas malacha. Minayin lahat bochal nefesh. Nema kami rikodesh, nema lahala mikrikodesh. Ma lahalon lahati bochel nefesh, afkan lahati bochel nefesh. Exactly the Rama. Sifri is exactly the Rama. Okay? The only way to explain the Sifri is like the Rama. Yeah, in other words, the Sifri says, kol malach zavod lo sasu, so magit shasub says malacha. So you see that all the malachas are asu. And now, ochel nefesh is being taken out. It's being excluded. So you see, all malacha is to be treated as malacha savoda. So that's what the Rambam is saying, that every malacha has an avoda aspect. The Rambam is exactly the Sifri. But this is the essential machlokes between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. This is the essential difference. That the other Rishonim looked for a kind of malacha for Yantif. A group of malacha. The other Rishonim looked for a definition of malacha that would be exclusive for Yantif. And the Rambam said, no, it's every malacha. It's every single malacha, but it's a different facet of malacha. It's the facet of Sheshisham Tavo, the avoda aspect of malacha. But not that there is no group that you could find. And that's why all the other Rishonim had this problem. And the Ramban, the Rashi, the Ravid, they all were trying to find an answer. So for what is the kind of malacha? The Ravid said Masra Kaslachon. Basically, that's okay. That's it. But the Rishonim, this is the key difference, that they all were looking for a definition of a kind of malacha fiyantif. And the Rambam says it's really called all malachas. But what you have to look for is, what you have to differentiate is between the aspect of malacha, which is malachas Shabbos, the Yom HaShvi, Sheish Shmei Breishis, Briyas HaOlam, and the malacha aspect of Tav Avoda. Yantif relates exclusively to Avodas Adam, because that's the Moed. That's the idea of a Moed. Moed means it's exempt from Avodas Adam. And how is it? But how? Not just by a new innovation, but through Malacha, through malacha, it's borrowed from Shabbos. Tchila mikrei kodesh. Okay. So there's only one exception. The exception is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is different because Yom Kippur borrowed completely from Shabbos, but it's still borrowed. The difference between in Yom Kippur is not Brias Olam. Has nothing to do with Brias Olam. But it borrowed the malacha, the concept of malacha is borrowed from Shabbos. That's the only exception. Okay. What we said is because the Rambam in Hilchos Teshuva, in the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva, so the Rambam mentions, the Rambam's halachas and tshuva. The institution of tshuva, the Rambam says, is really something that makes recourse to the Yesodi Hadas, to the Ikarim. Ikarim on a grown ima biglola, the Rambam says, in the Kaseras on tshuva. And that's why in Hilchos Teshuva he has all the Yesodi Hadas. Who's a min, who's not Pekeris, who's a Kaf of the Torah, all because tshuva cannot be done without the idea of Yesod Yadas. That's why he asked the question, how we have Bechira and God's knowledge, Yesod Yadas are necessary for tshuva. That was the Rambam's idea of tshuva. The Rambam's Sefer on tshuva is unique. So the Lefnei Hashem Tetaru demands a knowledge of the Yesod Yadas. Otherwise, you can't have Lefnei Hashem Tetaru. What's the V'chol malacha lo sasu, that's in Emor, Chof Gimel, Chof Ches. V'chol malacha lo sasu be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, ki yom kippur mu l'chapar aleichem l'fnei Hashem l'kif. So that's why there's a reflection of Misha Amar v'hoya ha'olam in the very Issa Malach and the Kedushas HaYom of Yom Kippur. And that's Malach's creativity. Reflects Misham HaVayola. Okay? So that's why Yom Kippur is an exception. That's why also the Maskei Hashem Havaya 10 times on that day. All Yedias Hashem. So Yedias Hashem has to reflect the Maisa Bereishis. Okay. Okay, so now let's go back. Okay, so the Rambam basically, yeah. Okay, so now we'll take a look at the Rambam Halacha Tes again. Yeah, okay. We'll come back to that in a second. Remind me. Hold on to that for 1 second. Okay. All right. Now let's take a look at Halacha Tes. Ein ofin u'mevashlim biyamtif mashiyochol b'chol. V'lo hutra malacha shehi l'tzarach achila ela kidei lehanos ba biyamtif. Okay. So what is the Rambam saying here? He's giving tamei hamikra. Is he giving tamei hamikra? So what we're saying over here is no. This is where the Rambam is mentioning the asay. Hello, hutra malacha shehi l'tzarach achila l'kadei lehanas ba biyamtif. Because the whole purpose, the whole reason why malachas ochal nefesh is mutter is to be in line with the asay of the yom ha-menucha. The asay of the yom ha-menucha demands was matir. Was matir, the Kedusha Sayyom of the Asay of the Yom HaMenucha is matir malachas ochal nefesh. Those malachas that are malachas ochal nefesh. Okay? So, yeah, that's what the Rambam is saying. But what the Rambam is saying here even more is not just that there's an Asay of the Yom HaMenucha of Shabbos, but he's saying the Asay of the Yom HaMenucha is really involved also in the system of the malachas, and it characterizes the malacha, and it removes from malachas avoda certain malachas which are for the tzarach hayom, for yom tov itself. So the asay of the yom, so according to the Rambam, the asay of the yom ha-menucha it really permeates the whole yom. The whole essence of the Yom, of Yom Tov. But the essence of Yom Tov has a double expression. It has an expression through the Asay of the Yom HaMenucha, and it has an expression through the Yisurei Malacha. That the nature of the Yisurei Malacha on that day are tied to the Yom HaMenucha. The Shvisa is a Shvisa because of the Yom HaMenucha, and the ones that were Hutra also because of the Yom HaMenucha. That's what the Rambam is saying. So Yom Tov, according to the Rambam, is one uniform, seamless entity, but one underlying uniform entity. But on the surface, it expresses itself in two manifestations, two systems, the system of Isur Melacha and the system of the Asay of Shabbos. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay? No, you're right. You're right. That the system, going back to what I said before, the system on Yom Kippurim is the reason why it's Melech Shabbos, is because it reflects the Yedias Hashem that emerges from the Kedusha Shabbos. That's correct. Okay. Right, getting back to this. Okay. So therefore, now getting back to Halacha Tess. So that's really what Halacha Tess is. Halacha Tess is a pivotal point in the Rambam system of Yom Tov. That the whole Yom Tov has one theme, and the theme is Yom HaMenucha, but it expresses itself underlying is one uniform theme, but the expression takes place in two systems, in the system of Melechas Avoda and in the Asay of Shabbos and Shavuos. Two forms of expression, but one underlying theme, one underlying uniform idea. Okay? All right. Now we can understand, we can answer the question that we asked before. Question is, how could you have an exclusion? For instance, for Lemachar, Lechol Lemachar, in other words, to do Einofen and Mavashlim, Mashiachal Bechol, okay? And right, correct. I'll tell you what, let's let that go. Let's stop here with that point. And let's go directly from Halacha Tess, from our definition of Halacha Tess, let's go back to Halacha Dalet. Okay? Now let's go back to Halacha Dalet. All right, the Rambam says like this. Kol Malacha Shechayavin Ola B'Shabbos Im Asa Osa B'Yom Tov Shelo L'Tzorach Achila Loka Okay. And same thing with Avara. All right. What is the Rambam doing here? So we said the Rambam sounds like he's starting off on a third course. But the truth is the Rambam is starting off on a different course because he has a different objective here. You see, first the Rambam in Halacha Aleph and Beis gave you the whole overview and the definition of Melachas Yom Tov. And Melechas Yom Tov is Melechas Avoda. And the Melechas of Ochel Nefesh were excluded from that group of Melechas. Okay? That's the overview and the definition. But now he wants to show you the selection, the method of selection in particular. Now he's getting down to, in particular, what is the method of selection that the Torah uses when it comes to these Melechas? You see, I mean, in the overview, he's not telling you the specific method, how it's formulated, how it takes its form. In Halacha Dalet, he's going to tell you, going to show you how it takes its form. So that's why he starts off like from scratch, because the Rambam in Dalet has a different objective, a different purpose. His purpose is basically to show you the system of selection of Melachos and Yom Tov in specific. Now he's going into specific. So he's going into specifics, has to start from scratch to show you how it works. So he says very simply, he says you take all Melechas Shabbos, the whole universe of Melechas Shabbos, and now what you do is you approach all those Melechos and you ask yourself one question. Did he do them L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh, or did he not do them L'tzorach Ochel Nefesh? Now, the reason why the Rambam uses the phrase im osa osa b'yamtif, shelo l'tzorach achila, and as opposed to the way he has it in the end of the halacha, is because the Rambam is starting from the point which has to do with the whole idea of yamtif, and that is the asay of the yom shabbosan, of the yom menucha, you see. So in terms of the, it's a transitional formula, this emasa. Emasa, it doesn't mean if his kavana was. He's not talking about it. Daddy's going to show you is not totally in kavana. But in, the reason why he says emasa, because that is basically the idea of going from the assay. The assay is concerned with one thing. Did he do it? It's a yom ha-menucha, so he's not allowed to do something. Shelo letzorech ochel nefesh. So the Rambam is starting from the basic point of the Yom HaMenucha, which is an assay. And what does the assay tell you? The assay tells you that you shouldn't do something. Shelo letzorech ochel nefesh. So the Rambam's starting from the assay. And since he's starting from scratch from the assay, that's the appropriate expression. Im also, so. What did he do it? What did he do it for? Did he do it for ochel nefesh? In which case he's not in violation of the assay of the Yom HaMenucha. Did he not do it for ochel nefesh? Where he is in violation of the Yom HaMenucha. But the Rambam's not telling you yet just how we define im asa asa. You see? The assay, the Rambam, in other words, the Rambam wants you to understand, that's what Chaim said, Rambam is a mafarash. He wants you to understand where the source is, where it's coming from. To have a picture of the whole system. And understand the ideas of the system, not just tell you what the halacha is. So the Rambam saying the idea stems from the assay. And what is the idea in the assay? Did he do it l'shem achol nefesh or did he not do it l'shem achol nefesh? That's the assay. But how exactly the formula works out, how we determine whether he was also so l'shem achol nefesh or not, that is not so simple. That the Rambam's going to explain. Okay? But the Rambam says a lot in one, and he says a lot very concisely in one breath, so to speak. What he says is like this. He says the formula of an osa is a formula which is true except for two malachas. So let's just jump down and see what the formula is. You see, we'll come back to the two malachas. But the formula is like this: Shaar malachos, with the exception of these two. Sha'ar malachos, kol sheyesh bo tzarech achila mutter, kegon shchita v'afia v'lisha v'kiyotza b'chaim b'hen, v'chol she'ein b'hen tzarech achila asr, kegon ksiva v'ariga b'nyi v'kiyotza b'hen. So the Rambam is explaining, he's defining how the im asa osa takes place. The im asa osa takes place not by the kavon asa osa, but it takes place, it's an objective im asa osa. It's objective. If objectively it is a malachos ochel nefesh, so then he was also l'shem ochel nefesh. If it's objectively not a malachas ochel nefesh, so then he's in violation of the assay and he's defined as an also shelo l'tzarech ochel nefesh. Okay? That's what the Rambam is saying. Except for two. What do you mean except for two? There are two cases where he will not be defined as an also l'tzarech ochel nefesh. And yet, it'll be mutter. Two exceptions. Why are these two exceptions? The reason is because in these two, there is no character intrinsically of achal nefesh. See, if there's an intrinsic, that's what I'm saying. Shaar malachos works like this. It goes by the intrinsic character. The intrinsic character is achal nefesh, that's achal nefesh. Intrinsic character is not achal nefesh, it's not achal nefesh. But in these two, even though the intrinsic character is not achal nefesh, it still is mutter. Why is that so? The reason is like this, that these became ochel nefesh because of tzorach, which means because of their indispensability for ochel nefesh. Two cases, because of their indispensability for ochel nefesh, became included in ochel nefesh. And that is hotzorah and havar. Okay? So the indispensability included them in ochel nefesh. But you understand the indispensability will only include them if it's done for ochel nefesh. Because then we could say, since it's indispensable, so it has the character of ochel nefesh. But let's say he does one of those malachos not for ochel nefesh, so the indispensability will not include them. So it should have been awesome. So the Rambam says no. Since indispensability included them where it's done for ochel nefesh, letzorach, so even where it's not done for ochel nefesh, and the indispensability would not warrant an inclusion, it still is mutter because these two were completely excluded. Okay? They weren't included only when the character of Ochel Nefesh comes into existence when it's done l'shem Ochel Nefesh. Okay? Because you understand what I'm saying? That's what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying is that there in every other malacha, it's the character of Ochel Nefesh which defines whether he's in violation of the Aseh or not, whether he was also l'shem Ochel Nefesh or whether he wasn't also l'shem Ochel Nefesh. And the very character of the Aseh, except for two cases. Why? Because these two cases were included because of their indispensability. But the indispensability gives it the character of Ochel Nefesh. But that's only if he's doing it for Ochel Nefesh. But if he's not doing it for Ochel Nefesh, the indispensability is not going to play a role. So you would say that he would be chayev in such a case. If you follow the general principle of the character is the determinant of the Aseh. So he says, but in these two cases, it doesn't work that way. These are two exceptions. Because in these two cases, even though the character is not intrinsic anymore, because it's a different kind of inclusion. It's not an inclusion because of the intrinsic nature of the character, but because of a certain quality of indispensability, you see. So the Torah didn't make it depend upon the indispensability. In other words, the indispensability is a feature. It's a quality. It's a feature. The Torah did not allow it to depend. The Torah could have said, yeah, when the feature of Ochel Nefesh comes into existence because of this quality of indispensability, then it's mutter. When there's no indispensability, it's awesome. But the Torah didn't do that. Because since it's not an intrinsic thing, it's contingent on indispensability, so the Torah just said across the board, this is hutra completely. That's what the Rambam is saying. Okay? That's halacha dalet in the Rambam. Halacha dalet in the Rambam is the system of selection. Okay? That's halacha dalet. And according to the Rambam, every malacha is malachas avoda. Because every malacha has an attending avoda. But because of the Yom HaMenucha, the Kedushas HaYom of the Yom HaMenucha, certain ones were deleted. They were deleted. Their avoda became hutra. Their avoda became hutra. That's the Rambam states in Halacha Aleph and Beis. Okay? And now in Halacha Daled, he's showing you the method of selection that the Torah used.
In the beginning of the...
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. If the Rambam would have started off and said that these malachos are mutter because they're intrinsic in nature, then he would have been joining the group of Rishonim, all the other Rishonim, that held that certain malachas are intrinsically also on Yantif, and certain malachas are intrinsic. He wants to make sure that you understand that's not the way it works. You see, it's very important. This halacha dalet is very important in the framework of his whole system that he established in halacha aleph and beis. You see, he has to say it this way. He could not say kol malacha shenasa, kol malacha sheyesh bo ochel nefesh is mutter, v'chol malacha she'ein bo ochel nefesh is asa. Because then he would be in agreement with the other rishonim, namely that there are certain malachas that are malachas yantif and certain malachas that are not malachas yantif. That's like the Ramban. The Rambam wants to make sure you understand that's not the way the system works. All malachas are included in the beginning. All malachas are included. Every malachas is a malachas avada. Every malachas Shabbos has an attending avada and is included. But the aseh comes along and deletes any malacha that the person did shalom. Any malacha person did l'shem ochel nefesh, but it doesn't rely on his das to determine. It's an objective system. You see, the Rambam is explaining in the most perfect way possible that you should understand his system. That the system includes everything. That's why he says kol malacha shechayovan la b'shabbos. All the malachas are included at the outset. But then the Yom, the Kedushas HaYom of the Yom HaMenucha comes in and deletes. It's matir certain malachas from the group. But how is it matir? Not in a subjective way, but it's the same idea. Why is it, the reason why it's hutra is because he's also because of the aseh. If you ask the bottom line, why was it Hutra? Because the individual was one who was also Hashem Ocham Hashem. Why is it not Hutra? Why is it Chayav Malkus? Because he's also Shalol Hashem Ocham Hashem. But the Rambam in Halacha Daled states it in the most concise way, all the ideas of this, based on all the ideas that he set up before, how the system of selection works. You see? It's really a perfect formula the way it is. He could not have said it any other way. If he would have just started off and said that it's that certain malachas, kol malachas yesh ba'ochel nefesh is mutav, v'shein ba'ochel nefesh is aser, the implication would be that there's a group of malachas that belong to Yantif. That's not true. It does not hold that way. The guys are pressing me on this point. But the indispensability is a characteristic. And the indispensability drags it in. But it can only drag it in if it's related. If it's related to Ocham Nefesh. If it's unrelated, then you can't tell me indispensable. Okay? And that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. That don't think that indispensability, and that makes sense. Indispensability is a quality. The quality only appears when it's in relationship to when it's related to Ocham Nefesh. Unrelated, what do you mean indispensable? There's no indispensability. The quality doesn't emerge. You see? I mean, logically, from a logical standpoint, the Rambam is right. It has to be that way. From a categorical standpoint, that's the way it has to be. So that's what Rambam says. That's the one exception. Two exceptions. Okay? Yeah, I forgot to mention one thing. I should have mentioned before you guys right. That has to do with the Rambam's basic formulation. That the chilek malachas l'shabbos v'ein chilek malachas yamtif. Why is that so? Because of the Rambam's formula. Because Shabbos and Yantif are two separate types of malachas. You see, Tosfos didn't hold that way. Tosfos held it's the same malacha. Because Tosfos says, that's Tosfos' question, that since you say ho, so why don't I say all malachas Shabbos became mutter, because ho mutter for chol l'shesh basakana. Because Tosfos is learning that malachas Shabbos and malachas Yantif are identical. So ho works here, ho should work there. According to the Rambam, you see, according to the Rambam, it has nothing whatsoever to do with it. This hole is a different kind of a hole. It has nothing to do with Malachas Shabbos. Okay? You can't apply it to Malachas Shabbos at all. It has no sheiches. Okay? But let me just get back to this. There's a lot of points. So let me get back to this one point that I should have mentioned before. Namely, that the Rambam's basic formula from the Sifri explains why Chilek Malachas, and that's what the Rambam has it right here. Chilek has it right before he goes into Kol Malacha. It's perfect. Because before he goes into Kol Malacha, he finishes off the idea of the malachas avoda, that in yomtiv it's the avoda that is that requires shrisa, the avoda sa'odam that requires shrisa. So that's why chilek malachas l'shabbos, that the Torah says with regard to Shabbos that each creative process is separate. That's chilek malachas, because you could have said any creativity, all creativity is one. But the Torah says no. So, but chilek malachas l'shabbos will not affect yomtiv, not because Shabbos is more chamor, but because it has nothing to do with yomtiv. Because yomtiv it's the avoda on yomtiv. That's the shrisa. The shrisa is shrisa from avoda. In Shabbos it's shrisa from the creative process. So the Torah made exeris a kosher that there's chilek malachas l'shabbos. But not for Yom Tov the Megizas Kosev. So in Yom Tov, it's all one Kiyum Shvisa. So if he's also Malachas Harbei, so he's only Chayav one Chatas. Okay? So that's what the Rambam just made. The Chilek Malachas follows precisely after Halacha Aleph and Beis. So that's Halacha Aleph and Beis. He lays down the definition. Halacha Gimel shows you. That's why it explains Chilek Malachas Shabbos and Chilek Malachas Liyantav. Don't think of Shabbos as Machom, it has nothing to do with Chum and Kula. It's a different quality completely. And then once he finishes with that, then he starts off with showing you how the method of selection of Malachas works. And don't think it's a special group, not a special group. It's all Malachas. What's the definition? The Yom HaMenucha, the Asayim also. How is that determined? It's not determined what he thought in his mind. It's determined by objective characteristics. And that's true in every case except two, where the inclusion is via quality, and the quality only exists when it's in relationship to Ochel Nefesh. Nevertheless, even though it's not in relationship to Ochel Nefesh, it still is mutter because the whole malacha was hutra. That's what the Rambam explains. Okay?
Right.
By the way, according to the Rambam, you see, the Ramban was bothered with the fact that it does say, it doesn't, Ramban observed that it always says, right? Except for two cases. One case is in Parshas Bo, where it says, Kol malacha lo ye'osef ohem, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levada yosel lechem, right? And the second case is in Kol Abchor, where it says, where it says lo sasa malacha. So Ramban says that's because it already worked it out from Bo, and it's a reference, it doesn't have to say anymore. It's going back to Bo. So according to the Rambam, you don't need anything. According to the Rambam, everything is kaftov aferach. Why? Because the pasuk, and that's why the Rambam says, quote, stoop sukkim. He says, what does he say? He says, shenema, kol malachas vod lo sasa. Kol malacha lo yeyosav lahem. Why does Rambam quote two psukim? The two psukim are really the exactly what the Rambam's doing. The first pasuk is kol malacha zvod lo sasu, is halacha alafim beis. And kol malacha lo ye'osav ahen acha she'yochal l'chol nefesh is halacha dawad, is the method of selection. You see? That's why the Rambam quotes both psukim. According to the Rambam, it's perfect. You don't have to say that first the Torah starts off defining, like a defining process, and then it says, then it calls malacha zvod later. You see, like the Ramban says. No, these are two separate institutions. Kol malach zavod lo sasu is the nature of the shrisa. And kol malach ala yosav ahem acha sheyochol chol nefesh is the method of selection. See, those are two psukim. Okay? And the fact that it says in kol abchor, it says lo sasa malacha, that's no problem. Because that's correct. That's another halacha. That the nature of the shvisa is malechas avoda, but it's malacha. It's malacha. All three are correct. It's, for instance, not just shvisa. You can be shovis from 100 things. But the Torah didn't say if you do shvisa from other things, shvisa sa'odam, from other things, that's the key of shvisa. So it's malacha. So lasasa malacha is kol malechas shabbos. The pasuk and bow is the method of selection, and kol malach zvod lo sasu is the overall concept of shvisa and yantav. According to the Rambam, all three psukim are perfect. But the two that the Rambam mentions, the two, lo sasu malach is fine. It's a fine reference. Because why the Torah uses malach over there, that's a separate question. It's not because... Not for any specific, not for any of these reasons. The systems, the two psukim that formulate the systems are kol malach zvod lo sasu and kol malach lo yosav ahem. Acha sheyochol l'chol nefesh. But there's nothing wrong with using malach on yantif. Nothing wrong with using malach on yantif, according to Ram. Nothing wrong. I'm buying it a problem. Why don't I use malach on yantif? It's malach zvod. According to Ram, there's no problem because it's really all malach shabbos. There's no problem. Why did Torah use the call of Chor Malach? I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with it. It's not a problem. Okay? Yeah. According to the Ramban, Lo Sasa Malach, it doesn't say Kol Malach, it's Lo Sasa Malach. So Sasa Malach is a problem. Because according to Ramban, he holds this one group, a different group for Yom Tov than there is for Shabbos. So there's different groups. I can say Lo Sasa Malach, Malach is Shabbos. So he has to say it's a reference to Parshas Bo. But according to the Ram, there's nothing wrong with Lo Sasa Malach. Because kol malachas Shabbos, what is the shvisa from? The shvisa embraces all malachas Shabbos, lo sasa malacha. That's malachas, no problem, according to the Rambam. But the two psukim that show the systems are the ones that the Rambam quotes. But there's nothing wrong for the Torah saying lo sasa malacha on yantif. Nothing wrong with that. You say, where's the quote? Because there isn't one group. That's what I'm telling you. The whole difference between the Rambam, the approach of the Rambam and the other Rishonim, lies in the fact that the Rambam holds that malachas avodah, there is no definable, you can't find one definition. Like the Rav HaMaggid, malachas eved, or this, you can't, don't search for that according to the Rambam. You're not going to find anything like that. There's no definition like that. It's the shvisa, it's the malacha, the shvisa from the avoda aspect of each individual malacha. That's the way the system works. It's a different system according to the Rambam. But according to the Rambam, the psukim are perfect. And there's no kashi from kol abchor. See, that's a good point. Ram doesn't say malachas achol nefesh, malachas shilitzorach achol nefesh. Means the avoda sheba finds itself in achol nefesh. Exactly right. And now let's answer the question that the Lecha Mishnah raises against the Rav HaMaggid. because the Rava Magid says that any melacha that's sheyesh bo tzorach achila is mutter. So he says that's true. There's no malchus whenever it's whenever the melacha is intrinsically yesh bo tzorach achila. Correct. So the Lecha Mishnah says, but that's not true, because if it weren't for Hohel, he would be loka. If it weren't for Hohel, he would be loka. And that's what the Rambam says in Tesvav. That he's ain't a loka only because of Hohel, but not because the character of the Malacha is sheyesh bo tzorach achila. Okay? Okay. So in order to answer this question, we should really answer the question that we raised, a more intrinsic question. That how could the Rambam say that the Torah is excluding anything which is not for the Torah, not for Bo Bayom, okay? And also it's excluding what? If you do it even for Bo Bayom, but if you do it for Kusim or you do it for Klovim, there's an exclusion, Lachem Lola Klovim, Lachem Lola Kusim. But then Hohel's going to come along, it's going to tell you that you're not over. So how is that, how is it possible? The Torah is telling you this is excluded. But the only thing is, Hohel saves you. I mean, so don't exclude it. What kind of a lima is that? A lima that's going to become bottled because of an outside feature of Hohel. So the Torah didn't know about Hohel. Like the Torah started off saying it's no, but then Hohel comes in and says, that's not a halachic system. So the answer is like this. The answer is that when it says, let's take lachem velo lekusim, lachem velo leklavim. Okay, as I mentioned, there are two types of exclusions here. One is intrinsic, because the Yom Menucha can only be for the Yom Menucha, so it's an automatic exclusion on the Machar. And then you have two specific exclusions, which are for the day, Bo Bayom, but they're Leklovim and they're Lekusim. Okay. So really, the thing is like this, that since the Rambam learns it's one uniform underlying Kedushas Hayom, and the Kedushas Hayom expresses itself in the realm of Isur Malacha, and it expresses itself in the form of the Aseh, so now when I have an exclusion, lachem v'lo leklavim, lachem v'lo lekusim, what is the exclusion? It's an exclusion in terms of the Kedush Hayom. Lachem v'lo leklavim, lachem v'lo lekusim. So it means it's an exclusion it's relating to the underlying uniform entity of the Kedush Hayom, and it's telling you that this is an exclusion of the Kedush Hayom. All right? But now there's a question. Does that exclusion fall into the realm of the Malachos? That's one manifestation of the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif. Or does it fall in the realm of the Aseh? So I don't know. I don't know where it falls. So that's what the Rambam says. That whole, since the realm of Malacha is objective, as the Rambam stated before, that she'ar malachos kol sheyesh bo tzorach achila mutter kagon shechita v'afiyah v'lishah v'keyotzeh b'hem. So since malacha is an objective framework, so and hol mikli orchem is an objective phenomenon, because objectively, who says it in do tzorach achila mutter? Orchem can come in. If you say hol, so then you take into consideration the possibility. You don't need the reality. That's the machlokes. You need the reality of orchem, or the mere possibility renders it objectively Ochel Nefesh. So we say, like Rabba, we hold from whole. So therefore, objectively, anytime he does it, it's going to be L'shem Archim, L'shem Ochel Nefesh. So therefore the exclusion of Macha, and the exclusion of Kusim, and the exclusion of Klovim can't possibly work in the objective realm of the expression of Yomtif, which is Isur and Malacha. But where does it work? It works in the Aseh realm, because the Aseh is that you should do everything on Yom Tov L'Shem Menucha. So that is not an objective, structured system of malachos. That's in terms of the osa of the gavra. So in terms of the gavra, if he does it, L'Shem Klovim, L'Shem Kusim, L'Shem Machar, so he'll be in violation of the Aseh. So the exclusion works very, very perfectly. The exclusion is related to the general, it's an exclusion from the general Kedush Hayom. But since the Kedush Hayom has two forms, a form and objective form, which is embodied in Malachos, and a subjective form, which is in the form of the Aseh, so the Hohel tells you that it can't express itself in the objective realm of Malachos. Okay? Because whole is an objective phenomenon. Whole is saying that the whole is saying that it is ochel nefesh. It is ochel nefesh. So therefore it has to be relegated to the assay aspect of yantif. That's why it's usher midaraisa, because of the assay. But you will not be in violation. There will be no malchus, because it's not, in terms of the malacha, objectively, it's considered the tzorach ochel nefesh. Yeah, that's correct. If Lochem is telling you about the Kedusha Yom, and according to the Rambam, you have to remember, it's one uniform underlying Kedusha Yom. And the Kedusha Yom is Yom HaMenucha. But the Yom HaMenucha has two expressions in concrete malachos, Isuri Malacha, and in the Gavriz Aseh. Okay? So that's what but the Lochem is relating to the Kedusha Yom. So now it depends. If you say whole, so then it can't express itself in the realm of malachas. Because it's always objectively, we say it's a tzarech ochel nefesh. But if you say what? If you don't say hol, so then objectively it wasn't done l'shem hayom. So then you'll be loka. So then you'll be loka. So the hol is the hol simply is a question of where the exclusions are going to be relegated to. But the exclusions have one underlying object, and that is the Kedusha Sayyam. But now which form, which area of the Kedusha Sayyam will it express itself in? That depends. That depends. If you say whole, so whole means objectively it's always l'shem ochel nefesh. You look at the objective situation and the possibility of Archam. If the possibility of Archam is included as an objective phenomenon, so then it can't relate to the Yisur Malach. So it's relegated to the Aseh. So that's exactly why the Rambam says, "Ein ofenum avashlam biyantif mashiach b'chol v'lo hutcher malacha shil tzarach chilo k'day lehonas ba biyantif." That's the underlying idea of the assay. Okay, but it will now. The question is, does it go on the effect malachis too? That's what the Rambam says. Malachat esvav. He first gives the exclusions. So you have the three exclusions, and now he says, since we hold from whole, so it can't possibly relate to the malacha system. So it's relegated to the assay, so you're over on an assay midaraisa. But you won't get malchus. Yes, and now you see why Taisa's question, according to the Rambam, will be completely absurd. Yes, if you ask the Rambam, what about in Shabbos? What shech is that? It has no shechus. This hole is only every hole has to be viewed in its own framework. This hole over here is a hole of ochel nefesh. That's what the Gemara is saying. That since there's a possibility of archim, so therefore it defines it objectively as ochel nefesh. And ochel nefesh is meleches avoda that's hutra. Ochel nefesh is meleches avoda that's hutra. But Shabbos, you can't come along to Shabbos and say, we don't just say, what do you mean, hole? That's a different thing. That's where over there you have a matir of sakanas nefashis. What shechas over there? There's absolutely no shechas. The whole over here is a whole which you can only use in melechas avoda. You can only use it in melechas avoda because the iser is in melechas avoda. And now you're saying that that's a melechas avoda. If they have the objective character of this avoda objective, so then it's a hutra. So the hole is saying that it has that character. But hole isn't a thing just because it could be mutter in a certain situation that's mutter in this situation. What kind of malach is that? Yeah, pikuach nefesh is, you can't say malachas Shabbos, every malach, it's not because of there's no system of avoda and over this, the intrinsic malach, the intrinsic creative process is awesome. So we don't say just because there would be a heter in a certain case that's why every malach is the shem cholish yesh basakana. That doesn't make any sense. Taisus was equating meleches yantif and meleches Shabbos. So he's saying if you're going to say that meleches yantif, you always say if it would be any malacha that would be mutter is mutter. So over here in Shabbos, say the same thing. But according to the Rambam, the whole is a phenomenon in objectification of the avoda aspect of ochel nefesh. That's only in yantif. Has no shaychus to Shabbos. In Shabbos, the malacha itself is awesome. The essence is essentially us. You can't say because it would be mutter, so now it's mutter. See, the objectification is only possible in the avoda realm. You have an avoda realm, And now you're saying there's Navo the realm of Ochel Nefesh. Now you're saying this situation is considered an objective avoda realm of Ochel Nefesh. Does that mean on Shabbos, if a malach is intrinsically usher, because in a certain case it would be mutter, so now he did it for that purpose? What do you get that? There's no shaykhs. What's that? There's absolutely no shaykhs. Basis kash to the Rambam does not exist. Doesn't get started. There's no shaykhs. There's no compare. There's nothing to do with it. Okay, hol mikli ochem is a phenomenon in Ochel Nefesh because of the unique character of the Shvisas Hayom from the aspect of Avodah, and it's telling you, and because it's set up in objective terms in Yom Tov, so now it's objective. Shabbos is not set up in objective terms altogether. Shabbos is a different system. Shabbos doesn't have an objective system. Shabbos is you're not allowed to do malacha. So just because it would mutter under certain conditions, that's why it's mutter now? What kind of a question is that? That absolutely doesn't make any sense. Yom Tov is set up in objective terms. The malachos are set up with a certain system of objectivity. It's not dependent upon kavanas olos, it's dependent upon the objectivity of whether the malachas avodah is considered, is defined as a malachas avodah shel ochel nefesh. And it's not dependent on him, it's dependent on the nature of the maisa. So the whole comes in and the whole says, that's what Rabbi says. And in this situation, because it's set up in objective terms, so that's why the whole comes into the picture and makes it a further, it extends the objective realm. It's an extension of the objective realm of Isur Malacha, which has the character of Halacha Dalet, the way the Rambam explained. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Shabbos has nothing to do with it. There's no system like that. Shabbos simply doesn't have any system like that. Shabbos, every Malacha is intrinsically Asur, not because objective, it's because has nothing to do with the whole system of objectification in terms of Ochel Nefesh. The whole framework, whole according to the Rambam, fits into with the framework and the concept of Malachas Yom Tov. Has no Shaychus to Shabbos. Okay, you follow? Is it clear? Yeah, Taish is learning it's a matir. It can't be chayiv because since under a certain situation you wouldn't be chayiv, so that's why under this situation you're not chayiv. That's if you identify malachas Shabbos and malachas Yom Tov, you see. But the Rambam has a whole different system of malachas Yom Tov, a whole different picture of malachas Yom Tov. It's a whole different system completely. It's the avodah, it's the objectification of the asiya. And holds an extension of that objectification. Why does it have to do with Shabbos? There's nothing to do with Shabbos whatsoever. It's not because it would be mutter under certain circumstances, so that's why you're not loved. That's not what it is at all. Okay, do you follow? Do you see it? Is it clear? Whole different, there's no shaykhs whatsoever. Before, let's say for instance, before, without lacham, okay? Let's say for instance, a person will cook on Yom Tov because he wants to show you what a master chef he is. Okay, it doesn't matter. It's not lamachar. It's for today. It's not for kusim. It's not for klavim. He won't be over, even though it's not for ochel nefesh. Okay, you follow? Okay. Now lachem what? Okay, you understand now?
Before the exceptions.
It's always objective. It was always objective. Even let's say according to Rav Chista, that the exceptions are going to affect the Surah Malacha. It doesn't mean they're not objective. It's an exception. It's an exception. So it's afkor. It's afkor. So the afkor will make you chayav malchus. But it doesn't mean the Malacha is not objective according to Rav Chisda. Because let's say, for instance, he wants to show what a good chef he is. So according to Rav Chisda will not be logged. Because it's not machar, and it's not kusim, and it's not klavim. There are other reasons. Okay? But as long as objectively it's a malachas ochel nefesh, he will not be loka. But the exceptions are going to be mafkia. They're going to say it's going to be afkor. That if it's lekusim or leklovim or letzarech machar, then it's afkor of the hutra of the malach. It's afkor. So since it's afkor, it's going to be chayav malchus. Let's say, for instance, if there were no phenomenon of guests in the world. So then you would say it has to be lamacha. Yeah, because ochel nefesh has to be for the yom, has to be related to the asay. So it's saying this is completely unrelated to the asay. If objectively there's no possibility of consuming it on Yom Tov, so it's unrelated to the asay. So therefore, it's not going to be ochel nefesh, because objectively. This asiyah is lamacha. Okay, because there's no other possibility of achila. Yeah. It means it's not really the guy's, the person's thinking. It means in the nature of the malacha, there's no possibility for the kiyumah se. There's no possibility. Because he's never going to eat it on Yantaf. He has no intention of eating any of this. So therefore you can't say that this malacha was nasis for the kiyumah of Yantaf. There's no possibility of it being consumed by Yantaf. There's no possibility of consuming Yantaf, or if there's no possibility to be consumed by him, only by Klofim or by Kusim, so then it's objectively not Ochel Nefesh. Okay? But if you say Hol, so then it brings it back into the objective realm. In other words, the Malacha cannot find its Avoda in the Yom, it's not his Kavana that's important here. It's the fact is that under this set of circumstances, the malacha will never find its avoda to be in ochel nefesh of the yom. It's not the kavana. It's the fact that it's not possible. The impossibility of the malacha finding its avoda fulfillment in ochel nefesh of the yom. He's setting up a situation where it can't find itself, it can't find its fulfillment. So that depends on if you say, what do you mean by it can't find its fulfillment? If you say, oh, it can. If you say, don't say hol, then that's the exclusion of the Torah. That if you set up a malacha in a way that it can't find its fulfillment in this yom, or its fulfillment will be found only by klavim and by kusim, which have nothing to do with the individuals that are involved in the yom menucha, so then it's not hachra. Then it's not hachra. You know, it's not the kavana. It's a different thing. It's the fact that you set it up in a way. That's the hafkar. The hafkar is if the situation is such that it will never find its fulfillment through those who keep the Yom HaMenucha, then it's objectively, then it's not hachra anymore. Now, there's a kavana, there's a circumstance that's mafkia, the avoda from ochel nefesh in the Yom HaMenucha. Definitely. Yeah, asay is definitely kavana segava. That's why it's awesome. The assay, however, is not a system, an objective system. The assay depends on the gavra. So right. If the gavra is doing it, let's say he's over the assay for sure.
Irrespective of whether he has come or not and eat
it. Irrespective. No, it doesn't matter. Because he is engaging in an asiyah l'shem chol. Right. So he's over the assay. The assay doesn't work like the system of the malachas. Okay.
So the assay only has these.
But still the assay only has these. Of course, like I said, let's say, for instance, you'd want to cook to show your cooking ability, your skill as a chef, you wouldn't be over.
Wow.
You wouldn't be over the assay either, because it's not letzarech machar, and it's not letzarech kusim or klavim, and therefore objectively it's a malacha, it's ochel nefesh, so it'll be fine. Yeah. According to the Rambam, if you wanted to light you mean because of. Yeah, any malacha zavtala will be mutter by the Rambam. Yeah, malacha zavtala. I want to do it capricious, whatever. I gave you an example of Shabbat. That's malacha zavtala. Malacha zavtala is an institution. You see, Yerushalmi mentioned. That's what it means, malacha zavtala. Because malacha zavtala is that which is neither ochel nefesh, nor is it l'shem kusim or klavim or lamacha. That's the institution of malacha zavtala. I want to do it. I feel like doing it. Okay? You need the food? I feel like cooking now. So that's malacha zavtala. Malachas Aftal B'Motah, according to the Rambam. Yeah, Havara. Well, Havara, you'd never say it unless you had the Mitoch. But once you have the Mitoch, it's the same. Okay, now let's go back to the Rambam. The other question we asked on Dalit. The other question we asked on Dalit is that the Rambam says, Ushar Malachas Kol Sheyesh B'Tzarech Achila is Mutah. And the Rabbi Magid says, you don't get Malchus. Yeah, but our question is, the Rambam says Mutah. Ram says mutter. He doesn't say don't get malchus. He says mutter, and that's absolutely not true, because you can't say shor malachas kol sheyesh bo tzarech achila is mutter, and then in the same system maintain that mavashel b'yantif lekusim ain't a loka, but he's over in issur d'oraisa, or say ain't often, you can't say ain't often mavashel b'yantif kedei lachal lekusim or klavim shenama hu levad yasul lachem. You can't say that and say at the same time, Shom Malachas Kol Sheyesh B'Tzarech Achila is Mutter. It's a Tati Desasri in the Rambam. So the answer now is very simple. Because in Halacha Dalet, what the Rambam is doing is he's formulating the aspect of Yom Tov, which is totally in the system of Malachos. That's what he's doing in Halacha Dalet. Okay? He's not talking about the Asay. He's talking exclusively about the Isurei Malacha. So that's why the Rambam says, Ushar Malachos Kol She'yesh Bo Tzarei Achilas Mutar. From the standpoint of being over Malacha, there's no question that it's Mutar Lagamri. That doesn't mean that there's no Asay. He's just talking about it. This Halacha Dalet is the formulation of the selection of Malachos. So that's why when he says Mutar, he means it's Hutra. That's what he means by Mutar. He means it's Hutra. You see, he doesn't mean Mutar to do it. He means he's not paskening over here. He's saying Mutar means it was Hutra over here. So that is, he's correct. That is exactly right. That any Malacha which has the character of Ochel Nefesh is Hutra. You see, Halacha Dalet is exclusively selection of Malachos. Alright, so that answers the questions on the Rav HaMaggid. Now let's answer the the Rambam, the question on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Itmar. Amavashel miyom tefachol. So Rav Chisda Amar Loka and Rabba Amar Ein Loka. So the Gemara says that Rabba says Ein Loka, and Rabba asks Rav Chisda, according to you, how are you matir malacha miyom tov l'shabbos with an erev tefshilin? Erev tefshilin can matir derises, right? So, right? So the question is, but according to Rabba, everything's fine. So you see, Rabba holds that hole is matir l'gamri. So how could the Rambam learn that it's not matir l'gamri? It still is an issa deraisa? And the Rambam holds that Lamachar is really an Issa D'Oraisa. It's just like Klavim and just like Kusim, because he puts them all together in one Halacha Tesvav, it's clear. So the question is, according to the Rambam, if there's an Issa, so how could Rabbi ask Rav Chisda this question? How could Rabbi ask Rav Chisda this? According to him, it's no good either. He also has an Issa D'Oraisa. So my answer here is as follows. That the Gemara says Loka and Eina Loka over there, which means the Gemara is dealing exclusively with the lo sase, with the issa malachos. The asay was never a problem, apparently, for Rabba. The asay, in terms of the asay, that was never a problem for Rabba. Why? I can't explain exactly why, but apparently the Rambam holds that since the kedushas hayom of the yom menucha of Yom Tov deletes, like Rashi says, deletes malachos for itself, so the kedushas hayom of the yom menucha of Shabbos will also delete the malachos, because kedushas hayom of Shabbos is even greater. That's what he must have held. You see, so in terms of the assay, while it's true that the purpose of the assay of the yom menucha is really for Yom Tov itself, that's true. But the way that it works is that the Kedushas HaYom of the Yom HaMenucha is Matir the Malachos. So since it works in that method, that the Kedushas HaYom is the Matir, so the Kedushas HaYom of Shabbos has to be Matir. So that's why the Rambam never had a problem. There was never a problem in the Gemara with the Asay. But Rabba asked Rav Chisda a question, not from the Asay, but from the Los Asay. Because once you say, that's right, correct. Because once you say, according to Rav Chisda, that what? That you don't say hol, so now objectively, the malachos, lekusim and leklavim, and lekusim and leklavim and lemachar, are going to be considered objectively as not malachos ochel nefesh. They're excluded from malachos ochel nefesh. So if it's excluded from malachos ochel nefesh, so then you can't do it with Tzarach Shabbos. You see, that was Rabba's question. In other words, there are two systems. There's a system of malachos, and then there's a system of the assay. The system of the assay is a flexible system because it depends on the osa. But the system of malachos is an objective, rigid system. So if there's an exclusion, if you're going to tell me that Letzorach Machar is an exclusion, and now this Malacha is not considered Malacha Sochal Nefesh anymore, it's a violation of Malacha Zavodah, so you can't be Matar anymore, Letzorach Shabbos. It's not possible. For the Aseh, you can. The Aseh, you can. But the, in terms of the Tzuras HaMalacha, it's not possible to effectuate a change in the Tzuras HaMalacha. If the Tzuras HaMalacha is fixed that this is not Malacha Sochal Nefesh, so then that's it. It's not Malacha Sochal Nefesh. It's completely removed. So you'll be over. That's what Rabbi asked Rav Chisda. The question that Rabbi asked Rav Chisda was from the system of the Isuri Malachos, not from the system of the Aseh. The Aseh was never a problem. And that's why the Rambam doesn't have a problem with it. Even though the Rambam holds a kitten mevashal letzorach machar, but the Rambam in Perek Vav holds that it's only an issur midivrayim to be mevashal from Yom Tov to Shabbos. That's only an issur midivrayim. Why? Kedei shelo yomru that if you can mevashal from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you can be mevashal from Yom Tov to Chol, and that would be an issur deraisa. So you see the Rambam holds clearly that from Yom Tov to Chol, you're going to be over the aseh midiraisa. That's another clear raya, somebody mentioned. Another clear raya that the Rambam holds that's an issur deraisa. The in halacha test. Because some people wanted to force the Rambam and say the Rambam means only it's midrabbanan. But you can't say that because the Rambam holds that there's the whole takana sayf tafshilim was to protect you from being mevashal miyanta fachol. If yanta fachol is the rabbanan, so then it's so then exero. There's no issur midaraisa to do to mevashal lachol. So you see the Rambam held that there is an issur midaraisa mevashal lachol. But for Shabbos, there's no issur because the essay, in terms of Shabbos, is matir. Because if in the framework of the essay, it could be matir. Because if the tzorach of the yom lenuch of yomtif is matir the essay, so it's matir also tzorach Shabbos too. But in malacha, you can't do such a thing. Because in malacha, you're going to tell me that this means objectively it's not malacha zechol nevesh. If it's not malacha zechol nevesh, saying you're over a lav midaraisa. You see? What? So therefore, you need hol. That's why Rabbi says, according to me, that I say hol. So therefore, I say machor never comes into the realm of the lavin. So there's no problem. But according to you, that you don't hold from hol, so now it's going to fall in the realm of the lavin. If it falls in the realm of the lavin, it's immutable. And then you can't possibly say an Erev Tavshim is going to be mati. Okay. Rav Chisda holds, he doesn't know from hol. Rav Chisda holds will affect the lavim. Oh, his answer is a separate exercise of kosher. Tzorcha Shabbos and Nasa Miyantav. It's doche, Tzorcha Shabbos is doche, the lavim. It's a separate halacha, completely different halacha. Tzorcha Shabbos and Nasa Miyantav. Completely different halacha. It's doche the lavim. That's what it runs on. Now the question is, why didn't the Ram bring in Ben Ashmashis by Hol and Mikleach? Right? Why didn't the Ram bring in Ben Ashmashis by Hol and Mikleach? So the answer is very simple. What is the Rambam? The Rambam, let's take the Beim HaMesukenis. And also, over there, Beim HaMesukenis is Mutter. The Hol makes it Mutter Lagamri. How come the Hol over here doesn't make it Mutter Lagamri? Because the answer is that in Beim HaMesukenis, we're not dealing with the objective character of the Malacha. The objective character of the Malacha is Shechita, and he's not going to get Malchus, no matter when. But if there's no time in the day for him to be able to eat it, so then he's over the Aseh. Correct? That's where it comes in. If there isn't enough time in the day for him to be able to eat it, so then he doesn't, that's the other hole. That's the hole in the Gemara Pesachim according to Rabbah by Mesukenis. Okay, which is that you don't have to, according to Rasul's Rabbi's question, you see, you only have to be able to eat it, but you don't have to really eat it. So the Gemara says that one hole is totally in the other hole. If you look at Melechus Yomtif in terms of hole, Mikle Yochim, so then you're going to say he doesn't have to eat it, because you say as long as he could eat it. Possibility. Same idea. But there's one difference. Over here, you see, where you say that he doesn't have to eat it, so now you're saying he doesn't have, he did a latzmo. So he doesn't have to eat it. He just has to be able to eat it. That's hol. So being able to eat it is just like he ate it. So therefore, there's no assay. He's not in violation of any assay. Do you follow? There's no violation of an assay. If he was not able to eat it, he wouldn't be over a los assay. Why? Because the character of the malacha of shechita has the character of malachas of malachas ochel nefesh. And since it has the character of malachas achol nefesh, it doesn't matter when he does it. It simply can't be chayav for such a malacha. You see? So that's why the hoel in the sekenes, where the Rambam says his mutter, is a different hoel. It's being matir v'aseh. Because what it's telling you is that you don't have to actually eat it. Because if he does it, let's say he does lamacha. Okay? And he won't get malchus because of hoel. Okay? Because hoel tells you that it's just like he did it for himself. It's considered malachas achol nefesh. Okay? So anytime he does it, even till shkia, it doesn't make any difference. Because that means objectively it's considered malachas achol nefesh. That's what the hoel does in hoel and mikle achim. So he won't get malchus. But will it be over an essay? Yes, he'll be over the essay. So the only way he will not be over the essay is if there's enough time in the day, he doesn't have to eat it, but as long as there's enough time in the day that he could eat it, so then he won't even be over the essay, because we say that's a hole on the essay. So therefore the Rambam can't bring the hole, can't bring Bein HaShmashas and Halacha Tesvav. Because over there the Rambam is saying that it's asa because of the essay. Even though we say Hol and Mikli Yochim objectifies it and makes it a Malechas Ochol Nefesh, but still, if he's Machavim Letzarach Machar, so he's over the Asay. So what's the Ram going to say? Let's say he's close to Bein HaShmashas. So you're going to say that'll be different? It'll be the same thing. It doesn't matter. Because if he's close to Bein HaShmashas, he still won't get Malchus. He'll be over the Asay. He doesn't have to be close to Bein HaShmashas to be over the Asay. He's Machavim to be Dula Machar. He's over the Asay. Do you follow? So according to the Ram, the whole Bein HaShmashas issue was no issue whatsoever in Halacha Tesvav. You see? It's just no issue. Because the whole Bein HaShmashas issue according to the Rambam is insofar as the Asay is concerned. Shechita, even the last minute, you still won't get the Lav. Because that goes by the character of the Malacha. So what does the Rambam say? But that's what the Rambam says. Bein is Mesekenes, Lo Yishcha. Why? Because then he'll be over the Asay of the Tzorach Macha. It's only the Asay you're concerned about. So the Ram and Tesvav is saying, where Hol and Mikli Archim tells you it's objectively Malachas Ochel Nefesh, just like for him. But, and let's say for him, he would do it close to Bein HaShmashas. So what would he be over? He wouldn't be over Lav, but won't be over the Asay. Correct? So the Ram, it would be superfluous, redundant to bring in, Samach Lishkir Sacham and Alach Tesvav. Because he's doing it explicitly, the Tzorach Macha. He's doing explicit Tzorach Macha, so he's, of course, in violation of the Asay. What's the difference between Samach Lebein HaShmashas? The Samach Lebein HaShmashas is only to remove the Asay. And it's telling you he doesn't have to actually eat it. If he could eat it, he's not in violation of the Asay. You follow? So that's why there is no, the whole Mikli Archim has nothing to do with Samach Lebein HaShmashas. The whole Mikli Archim has to do with the character of the Malacha itself. And once the character of the malach itself is malachas achol nefesh, then there's no malchus. Then what realm is he in? He's in the realm of the asay. So if he did letzarach machar, he's over the asay. Even if he didn't do letzarach machar, and in the day there was not enough time for him to be able to eat it, he's also over the asay. But if there was enough time in the day for him to be able to eat it, even though he's not going to eat it, he's not over the asay. Because we say hold. That's why Mr. Kenneth is mutter lechatchila. Yeah, there can't be any categorical exclusion of lachem lalakusim in the yom and lachem lalaklovim in the yom if you have hole, so the whole exclusion doesn't go on that. So you have no afkar anymore. Okay, so the hole removes it and throws it into the realm of the asay. So therefore, now you see the Torah saying that this lachem lalakusim, lachem lalaklovim, and letzarach machar is not going on the malachas. So now the malachas remain totally objective. So therefore, Shita is objective, and it doesn't matter anymore if you did it samachli l'shkir sechama. There's no exclusion, though. There's no haftar. So now it remains that every malacha is considered intrinsically malacha sechal nefesh. So there's no problem with that. Okay? Because it can't be thrown onto the realm of malachas. It has to be thrown onto the realm of the asay. So since it's not in the realm of malachas, so it never is in the realm of malachas. So the whole exclusion doesn't work over there. So as long as it has the character of achol nefesh, like shkita, even if you did it a minute before shkia, it doesn't matter. There's no afkar in the malachas. Malachas have, as long as it's the character, that's it. So therefore, that's never a problem in terms of the malacha. of Samach L'Shkia Sechama. The only time Samach L'Shkia Sechama comes in the Aseh. That's where it makes sense. Because there, if you do L'tzarach Machar, so you're over the Aseh. Or if the situation is such that you're going to, it comes that you did it L'tzarach Machar, so then you'll be over the Aseh. But not in the realm of Malachas. The realm of Malachas, the whole exclusion doesn't apply there. Because it can't apply there.
Really?
Can't say it applies mitzvah sayom, it applies that exclusion came for one case. No, that's not that. Those malachas I've done, it has to be halacha in the malachas. It can't be halacha in the hechi tensa. Okay, because malachas yomtiv have to be uniform. Yes.
So
see, no, that's he's asking. Hesh is asking, so why didn't I say the same thing by Yehoram Mikliacha? Okay, if I did it in the middle of the day, and I assume the Rambam is definitely speaking in the middle of the day, that's not a special time. So why don't I say that in the middle of the day, not over the assay, because he could eat it, right? Yeah, that would be okay if you follow what the Rambam's formula is. What does the Rambam say in Halacha Yud Beis? Ela imkein yodeya sheyochol lecho mimena kizayis sli mibod yom. He has to know that he can eat it, but if he's full and he knows he can't eat it, then it's not going to work.
Right.
So ain't a chanami. You're right. If you wouldn't need all of that. That if the person, let's say the person, the Rambam is speaking, Mavashel b'yamtav l'kusim abahim alo nech l'chol, he means that he's not going to eat it. He knows he's not going to eat it. So he's doing it only for them, or only for Macha. Then you have a problem. But you're right. Certainly if the person would, the Rambam would not hold, b'hem and sekenes is not any better than any other case. I mean, if he could eat it, if he knows that he could eat it, then he's not Mavash L'Kusim anymore. He's not Mavash L'Klovim. He's not being Mavash L'Chol. But the Rambam in Tesvav is speaking where he knows he can't. He doesn't have that. He doesn't fulfill that condition. That Yodeya Sheyocho Lecho Mimeno Kezayis Tzli Mabod Yom. He doesn't know that he could eat it. He knows he's not going to eat it. So he knows he can't eat it. So then it's Letzarech Kusim, Letzarech Chol, and Letzarech Klovim.
Well,
I mean, the possibility of him eating it means it's a real possibility. It means to say, if he finished eating for the day and he's determined he's not going to eat anymore, and now he's being mavashel, that's not yochel lecho. That's not yochel lecho. Yochel lecho means that it's a reality. He could eat it. He could want to eat it later. He may be hungry later. He may want to eat it. It has to be a realistic yochel lecho, not the yochel. It doesn't mean yochel. It's possible for him to do under extenuating, crazy circumstances to force himself. Then there's never yet never ever case. It's always possible. But but what it means is, if the person knows mavash letzarach machar means he's finished with the suda, like Rashi says. It's after the suda say, he's not going to eat anymore. Now he's being mavashel. That's not yochel lecho. He knows he's not going to eat it. There's no possibility of eating. It has to do with the possibility. The possibility is not there if he's determined not to eat it. It's not his kavana. That's what I tried to explain to you before. It's not his kavana. It's the possibility. And as long as he's determined he's not going to eat it, so therefore there's no possibility of it being eaten. So that's the tzarach macha. But if he says he may be hungry later, then in a chanami, then they won't be able to ask it. That has to be a realistic possibility. But person mavash l'kusim is a great city with mavash l'kusim. There's no possibility he's going to eat it. There's no possibility. He has no intention of eating it whatsoever. So that's not yochel lecho. Yochel lecho means that he can actually, in reality, eat it. If there's no reality to his achila, because he's determined not to, then he's over the asay. The reality is contingent. I know it's a strange thing that the reality is contingent on his das, but that's what the Rambam says. Lim ken yodeya she yochel lecho. He knows it. The Rambam doesn't say yochel lecho. Yodeya she yochel lecho. It means that it's the possibility is determined by his das. If Kezias. That's what I'm saying. You have to eat a Kezias. If you need a Kezias, it's over the essay. But again, it has to be a realistic possibility. It can't be marim. You can't say, I'm going to eat it. It means if in reality, there's no possibility because he's finished eating for the day. So then that means there's no possibility. So then it's lamacha. Or if a kusi is sitting by the table and he cooks up something for the kusi, there's no possibility. He has no intention of eating whatsoever. So then it's a. So then you can't say it's yodeya sheyochel lecho. That's not. I mean, he can't fool himself. It depends on the reality. Okay, the reality is determined by his das, but it's the reality that's the significant element. The yochel and any yochel depend on his das. Those are your vachleyarim. That's on vachlof v'yantigdei lecho b'biyom. I shimin lecho b'bov nishma b'aray. Reizmud lecho macha. That's the law. He can't do aroma. You can't say, yeah, it's possible for me to eat this, but you know yourself that you're not going to eat it. The assay is dependent on reality. I mean, the assay is the Yom HaMenucha. So it's dependent on reality. If it's for the Yom HaMenucha, it's not for the Yom HaMenucha. If his das says he's not going to eat anymore, he can't say it's for the Yom HaMenucha. It's dependent on... The Shabbos is dependent on him, on the reality of his das. You can't just twist his das. I mean, it has to be reality there. That's Shabbos and Shavuos. That's on Yodeya Sheyocho Lecho. It has to be a realistic possibility that he's going to eat it. You don't need to eat it, but the realistic possibility must be there. That's all. So that's what Ram says. The Lecho Behem Mesukenis says, I don't care if he has ulterior motives. Doesn't matter if he has ulterior motives. As long as there's a realistic possibility that he will eat it. Yeah, one Kizayas is Matar Ol Shrita. That's correct. That's right, you're right. That's right. That according to the Rambam, you can cook on with an Erev Tashilin right up to Shkia. There's no problem. Because in terms of love, so there's no problem. And in terms of the essay, there's no problem either. So you can cook right up to Shkia. You're not worried. Not like Baal Tosfos. The Rambam really answers another question with his Avorim. He talks about Hutra Avor. Because, I mean, today it's a big problem. Today you shouldn't light candles. Like, for instance, this year, Shavuos. So Yom Tov is Shishi B'Shabbos. So it's Yom Tov D'Oraisa. So you shouldn't light candles for Shabbos. Because you're really over, according to Menachem, you're over Yisrael D'Oraisa. Because a candle doesn't do anything. So a candle doesn't do anything with the electric. So the whole thing is Melachas Avtol. You get into the problem of Melachas Avtol. According to Menachem, you're over Yisrael D'Oraisa. To light candles from Yom Tov to Shabbos. The second day, you can say, whatever. But the first day certainly, the second day doesn't make sense either. But anyways, the first day certainly, the first day will be over Nisr Reis. According to the Rambam, see, the problem is like this, that what do you do when they didn't have electric? So they were modlik on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Now, it doesn't seem to stay in the dark. So, as a matter of fact, that's what it says in the Ritoshin, Lad Luki Shraga, right? But there's really a problem because the Gemara says Shraga Batira Mayahanis. Shraga Batira Mayahanis. A candle does nothing in the daytime.
Right.
So how could you light a candle for Shabbos on Yom Tov Midaraisa? Because the candle really does nothing for Yom Tov itself. So you'd be over in this Midaraisa of being Mechim Letzarech Machar.
How about according to the Rambam?
What? Over? According to the Rambam, you won't. Because the Rambam.
Because
it's Mitoch. Because Mitoch, so it's Hutra Lagamri.
Right.
So the Rambam answers that question. True. You mean Rabbein Tam doesn't know until later. So the Shraga, that's Rabbein Tam Shkia, one of the problems. Rabbein Tam Shkia, one of the problems. That's very good. That's very good. That's a good answer. According to Rabbein Tam. But if you hold from Ashkia, I mean, no one's going to do rely on Rabbein Tam Shkia. Today, it's a big problem. Because Shraga, even not today. Today it's a problem anyways. Today you shouldn't do it. Because you have lights. So the candle is worthless. There's absolutely nothing. So it's really Ner Shel Avtola. It's Ner Shel Avtola. So that's Ner Shel Avtola. That's not Ner Shel. Beautification is Avtola. That's what Avtola means. I mean, it has no purpose. Other purposes, no Ochel Nefesh. That's the Sorchei Aguf. Sorchei Aguf is Ochel Nefesh. Okay. The aesthetic realm is not Ochel Nefesh. Aesthetics is not Ochel Nefesh. Okay. So now the thing is like this.
And also the
Chatzal Hashem. Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's answer the Chatzal Hashem realm. Now, why does the Rambam say he won't be Lo Yovel Le'echo? Why doesn't he say about the Chatzal Hashem? So the answer is because the Kedusha Sayom is really Kedusha Sayom of Yom HaMenucha. And that's really Achilish Sia. Achilish, that's really, and Simcha. That's the Kedusha Yom of Shabbos. The Limud HaTorah, it's true, that Limud HaTorah is necessary, Chatzil Hashem. But the Chatzil Hashem is necessary as a prerequisite. Because without the Chatzil Hashem, there's no Kiyum in the Yom of Achilosh Siyah. See, but the essential Kiyum HaYom is in Achilosh Siyah. But the Chatzil Hashem is necessary in order that the Gavra should have the right Kiyum of Achilosh. So, but the Chetzil Hashem is not. If there were never a kiyum of achila in the Yom HaMenucha, the Yom HaMenucha is essentially achilo shia. But if it weren't for that, you wouldn't have any Chetzil Hashem. But the Chetzil Hashem is necessary The Torah demanded the Chetzer Hashem, but that's not the real kiyum in the Yom HaMenucha. That's why the Rambam's lashon is very good. Afalpi she'achilu shiv modos b'chlal mitzvos asay lo yeh ochel v'shosa kol hayom kulo alakachi adas. His lashon is, you might think, kol hayom kulo, because that's really the Yom HaMenucha. Not the das says that you must have limud at Chetzer Hayom. Okay? And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the limud, because he's mentioning the essence of the day is going to be lost, which is achila. Because that's really the definition of Yom HaMenucha. Okay? Yeah, it's set up, Atzeres L'Hashem L'Kerot Atzeres L'Lachem. But that's not the intrinsic expression of the Yom. The essential expression of Yom is Yom HaMenucha, is Achil Hashir. And there's Lashon Ram, after Achil Hashir, B'yant of Mitzvah Seh. Yes. Because otherwise you should have said, after Achil Hashir, B'yant of Mitzvah Seh, you should have said, Limud Gam came B'chol Mitzvah Seh. Doesn't say that. See, Taisha says, even according to Abelazar, when they went later, he told them, he says, Ichlum Hashman Rishumam Takim. Kikarash Yom Ladaneo. Which means the Kedush Yom he recognized is an Achil Hashir. But he had a different system. He held that you can't stop learning on Yontif any, you can't learn Yontif any less than you do, all the time. Okay. Now the question of Megabain. Okay, so the question of Megabain, why isn't Megabain really Melechas Bona? So the answer is, because since according to the Rambam, the Melechas Ochel Nefesh is really a part of the Asay of Shabboson and the Yom HaMenucha, so, and the framework is in terms of Melechas Avoda, the Avoda, so the Avoda is the objective, and the Ochel Nefesh is, the Ochel Nefesh relates to the Avoda, and it takes out certain Avodas, Ha'odom, and it defines them as Ochel Nefesh, Avodah and Tzutra. So it doesn't work by the Avos Melachos and the told us in Shabbos. It doesn't work on that system. It works in the framework of Ochel Nefesh and Avodah. So since it works in the framework of Avodah and Ochel Nefesh, you can have a Toldah of one Melacha, which its nature is Ochel Nefesh, and it won't follow the Av. The Av and Toldah is a system with regard to Melachos of creativity on Shabbos. Then you have the system of Ovis and Toldos. But on Yom Tov, where it's Meleches Avodah, it's the results. So if you have a performance, even though in Meleches Shabbos it comes under the Av, but in the framework of Meleches Avodah and the framework of Ochel Nefesh, it's defined in terms of its product. So therefore, it doesn't matter that the fact that it comes from certain Av plays no role. The Ochel Nefesh defines this Avodah as a Melacha Shel Ochel Nefesh. The character of Yom Tov, the character of the Yom HaMenucha defines Melachos in its own realm, in the realm of the product and the realm of the realm of Ochel Nefesh. So it's a completely different system according to the Rambam. So that's why you don't have these problems. Though Rishonim have these problems is because they learned that it's Shabbos. If it's the same as Shabbos, you can't answer these problems. That's why, like the Ran said, you can't answer these problems. But according to the Rambam, it's a whole different system. And the Rambam system is fine. Yeah, this is Melachos HaTorah, but that's with regard to Shabbos HaTorah. But over here, with regard to the objective, the Tzorach HaOdom, and the Tzorach Ochel Nefesh, it defines itself as intrinsically being, it isolates this activity as an activity of Ochel Nefesh. It can isolate Toldos. It's not limited. It can isolate a Toldah and separate it from an Av. As long as it has a separate character. You see? It doesn't matter. Because it's the framework of Melech Zavodah. So Rambam really answers that big, that major problem. Rambam's system answers that whole problem. Because the system is a different system. That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. That's Halacha Daled. That's right. That you must first go to Shabbos and approach all the Melachis, the Ovos and the Toldos, and then you have to, that's correct. And that's why you're right. That's why it's called Melachos. That's why that's correct. That's an added dimension to the Halacha Daled. That it's called Melachos. And you have to go to all the Melachos, the Ovos and the Toldos, and then you have to see which ones Yom Tov is going to isolate as an Avodah Shel Ochel Nefesh. And it separates it out and it removes it from the, system. Okay, so Megavain according to Ram is no problem. Perfect. It's interesting. Even the Ramban separated the recognized. The Ramban and the Milchamas recognize that it doesn't always follow. But sometimes it does. Sometimes it says that they left the toldos in there. Sometimes it didn't. He also recognizes it. But the Rambam explains it. According to the Rambam system, you see clearly why it is that way. Yet Tolesh, according to the Rambam, what would Tolesh be? So it really Tolesh is Kotzer. Kotzer at a rice is what? It's 100% mutter. It's 100% mutter. Yeah, so what would be, according to the Rambam, if he's Tolesh? So it's a malachash, efshala sosa me'er v'yantif. But what about in the case where you can't do me'er v'yantif? Like you can't take a scallion out of the ground me'er v'yantif. So it's going to wither. So according to the Rambam, I believe that the Rambam held that it doesn't come under the Yisr of Malachos Shef Shul Asosam Me'er V'Yantif, but it comes under the Yisr of Muktzah. According to the Rambam, because the Rambam says Yesh B'Yantif Masha'in B'Shabbos, V'Hu HaMuktzah. You see. Yesh b'yantif masha'in b'shabbos v'hu ha-muktzah. Where's that Rambam? Rambam is... That's Yud Zayin. Now, yesh b'yantif she'in b'shabbos v'isra ha-muktzah. Sh'ha-muktzah osa b'yantif. And the Rambam goes through the cases. So, atche yochin osam mi bo'era. V'yachshov aleyem la'achila. You see? So according to the Rambam, it would come under an Issa Muktzah. Let's say, for instance, like people grow spices to get fresh spices. So, and that's the nature of the thing. So it wouldn't be Muktzah. Otherwise it's Huktzah. Otherwise Muktzah. So it could be according to Rambam Mutta. Has to be Mukhan. The Cheftz has to be Mukhan Me'atzma. Has to be Mukhan Me'atzma. Has to be objectively Mukhan. So when it's on the tree, it's not objectively mochan. It could be. I mean, we don't really know. It's hard to answer around the Tolesh. It's hard to answer. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you want to say it goes objectively by Tolesh is in general. Like, you mean like the Rav Amagid wants to say. Rav Amagid wants to say something like that. That according to the Rambam, that objectively, it's a melacha she yucha le'osos me'er v'yantif. I mean, It's easy to say that, but It's hard. I mean, it's hard. I don't know. Could be Rambam is just a muktzah. I don't know. The Rambam is hard. It's guesswork. When it comes to Tolesh, it's guesswork. But anyways, yeah, the Rambam says by Dugam, he's like, it's Dugam Sheba Bibrim, Peperg Bez Allah Hazayim. Dugam Sheba Bibrim Gedolim, the Chain Chayiv Av Shebrim Gedolim, Kol Shem Achusa Tzida Hacham, Mahav Mitzvah, and then I raise a muktzah. Vein Tzad Nasa Vyantif. Vein Tzad Lo Yachla. But the Rambam seems to say it's an Issa Muktzah, not an Issa, not, so over here, it's like I was trying to say at first, it seems, that by Torah, you don't say that Rambam doesn't say, because Melechus Sida in general is Nasus Mevodjom. He doesn't seem to say that. So that would support what I wanted to say at first, that the Rambam holds it by Torah should be the same thing. Just like the Dugan is considered Muktzah, so if it's in the ground, it's considered, or it's on the tree, it's considered Muktzah. Even though they thought about it individually, but objectively, it's considered muktzah. That seems to be the Ramashita. But again, I mean, it's hard to
it's hard to say for certain.
But it's hard to say. It's hard to say in Tolesh. Let's leave Tolesh. It's difficult to say. But okay, don't have to answer every question. Let's take the case of Melech. Okay, so the Rambam says that by the case of in Mevakin, which is Perek Dal Halacha Yud, so he explains that over there, it's the reason is because of the eights of. You're gonna find one that you'll find one you didn't expect. Eights of. Okay. So the Ravitz question is, what about Melech? So why is Melech Mutter? Yeah, but the answer is very straightforward. Why? Because take a look at the Rambam. See, Ein Mevakin Eitz and Biyantif. So the Rambam says, "V'loma asu b'kudam k'dei shlo yase k'derech shu osu b'chol sherei efshoy lo levakei me'er v'yantif." So it's a malacha that's efshoy lo yase me'er v'yantif. V'loma lo neser habikua klau. And why wasn't it also completely? In the case of Bikua Eitzim, so really it should be from the category of Malachas Asuros. But they were Matir the Malacha. So in order to be Matir, you see it's a problem with the Malacha itself, the character of the Malacha itself. So therefore it says, Lefichach Hitiru Levakeya Beshinu, because they had no choice. It's really malacha asura because it's efshlos and b'adyom, but because of certain circumstances, so they had to be matir. They had no choice. So when they had to be matir, so they were matir b'shino. You see, where you have a malacha that intrinsically is asa midrabanan, because it's efshlosos may erev yantif. Okay, efshlosos may erev yantif. So efshlosos may erev yantif. So the halacha is that they had to be matirat because of a certain reason. So then they were matir the malacha b'derech shinui. That's what Ram says. L'fichoch hitiru levakeya b'shinui. That's what they had to do. Okay? But by melach, that's not the same story. Because by melach, really, the malacha itself is mutter. You see? He says, aval dochen, that's in Perek Gimel Lachi Yud Beis. Aval dochen is a tavlin kedarkon. Shim yerech is a mer yafut tamon. Now melach is included in the same category of dachin as a tavlin, because dachin, tavlin, and melach is really one malacha, and the malacha really is mutter lagamri. The only thing is that the gavra could have done it mibodjom, but the malacha is really mutter midrabanan because it's defined as malachas tavlin. So, but since the Gavra could have done it before, so the Rambam says, Elohim kein hita hamachtesh, or sheyerech bekarek yezba kadeshi yeshana. See, here he says kadeshi yeshana. Over there he says, lefichach itirulo levakeya b'shinui. What's the difference? Levakeya b'shinui is a din in the malacha itself, bikua b'shinui. Over here he says Kadeshi Yashana. Why? Because since they wanted him to do the Melech Mabod Yom Kippur as possible, so therefore but the Melech is essentially mutter, but he could do it Mabod Yom, so the Gavra could have done it Mabod Yom. So therefore they said that he should be Mata the Meducha, the Machtesh, Kadeshi Yashana. In order the Gavra should be Mishana, because really but it's not an Isser in the Malacha itself. It's a completely different phenomenon. Over there, it's a problem with the Malacha. Malacha is Asura. So therefore, they were Mater Malacha Beshino. But over there, there's no problem with the Malacha. Because the Malacha is Mutter, because it's really Dicha Satava. But since he could do it Mebo Yom, so they insisted that he do a Shino. See, that's a Shino of the Gavra. So that's why there's no kasha on the rivet of how they could be matir the melech, because the melech is a different story. The melech is problem of there's no problem of malacha over there by melech, because it's one malacha. Dichas atavlin and melech is all one institution, and that institution is really all mutter midrabanan, because the rabbanon worked according to uniform malachas. So therefore, that's completely mutter. The only thing is that since the Gavra could do Mbojom, so they insisted on that he should be Mishana. In other words, they wanted the Gavra to be Mishana, because he should do Mbojom, so they wanted him to be Mishana. That's correct. It's Masha from this Ram that it goes by the Malacha. That you wouldn't say, that's a good deal. You wouldn't say, let's say for instance, Bikua Eitzim was Nesar, and he finds the Ram treats it as a Malacha. Ram deals in terms of Malachas. That's a good writer. So he deals in terms of the malachas. So Bikua was really should be malacha asura. So that would be matir and malacha. But over here, this malacha is mutter because it's the same malacha. The only thing is that they wanted him to be mishana, because the gavra really shouldn't do it on Yadav. So they couldn't asur it, but they said he should be mishana. Kadeshi yishana. Okay, let's take the very first question we asked. The very first question we asked was, why doesn't the Rambam? We could have answered this before, really. What's wrong? Okay. All right. Let's take the very first question. The very first question we asked was, why doesn't the Rambam just make it one mitzvah saseh and one mitzvah lo saseh? Because these are Yom Tovim, and therefore there's one saseh and all the Yom Tovim. So that has to do, really, we could have answered this question before. That has to do with the nature of the way the Rambam understands the Kedusha Sayyom of Yom Tov. You see, most people think that there's a definition of Yom Tov. And now you come to Issa Malach. First you have a day of Yom Tov, Chal Hashem Yom Tov, and then you have an Issa Malach. So if you say that, you're right. As long as you have an entity and you have six of them lined up, so you can have one love on all six. But according to the Rambam, you can't have six Yom Tov. Because the very definition of Yom Tov is the whole that uniform underlying idea of the Yom HaMenucha, which expresses itself in the Asay, both in the Asay and in the Los Asay. It's one phenomenon. So every day is a separate Asiya. Every day the Torah is saying that this day should be a Yom Tov. This day should be a Yom Tov. There's nothing that you could line up and you could say you have six entities and now we're going to have these six entities exist on these and these such and such days, and now you're going to create it, and you're going to say, all those are Asa B'Malacha. The Issa Malacha and the Asay is one phenomenon of creating the Yom HaMenucha. It's one entity of the Yom HaMenucha. So therefore, you have to say, this day should be a Yom HaMenucha, that day should be a Yom HaMenucha, the next day should be a Yom HaMenucha. Each day is a separate phenomenon. The mitzvah is to create the day of the Yom HaMenucha. Not that you have days, and now there's an extraneous Issa Malach. If you have days, you can have one extraneous Issa Malach can encompass all the days. But the Issa Malach over here is not extraneous to the system. The Issa Malach is an integral component of the whole expression of the Yom HaMenucha, which involves the Asay and the system of Malachas. So therefore, each day has to be a separate mitzvah. Because you're saying, make Tesvav Nisan Yom HaMenucha, okay, and Shavuos and Sukkos every day is you have to make those days into Yom HaMenucha. So each one has to be logically a separate mitzvah, both in the Asay and in the Los Asay. Yeah. On Yom HaShvi, of course, Shabbos can only be one mitzvah. I mean, that's it. It's only one, so you have no choice. But it would seem theoretically that the Yom HaShvi pre-exists. In other words, and it's around the Lashon Shvi So Bashvi Memlocha Mitzvah Asay. There is a Yom HaShvi that's in existence from Shesh Mei Breshis, the Yom HaShvi. And then it's super added, the Surei Malacha, the Lav, and the Asay. Okay? Yeah. That's correct. You're right. I mean, that's a good right. Shesh Yom HaMo'elu, Shasran HaKas, Vasis, Malacha, Shein, Rishon, HaShvi, each one of those. Hey, Manakram, Yom Tov. It's the, you have to render it, make the day into the Yom Tov. It's the Asiyas HaYom. And then you have Yom Tov. Then you have Yom Tov. All right. The mitoch by shechita, because the Gemara in Beitzah, so the Gemara seems to say that machlokes beishamai beisul is if you're going to say mitoch shehut rotzo l'tzar chushnam shlo l'tzar, then you say by shechita also, and that'll be machlokes beishamai beisul. So the question that they ask against the Rambam is that you see mitoch is not just for these two, but you say mitoch by shechita also. Okay, mitoch by shechita also, and that's why Taisa has this question mitoch from Bona, from Megavin. Okay, yeah, of course, as I said, the Ram would never have such a thing because he doesn't have such a thing because Bona is 100% defined as malachas yantif. I mean he's all malach and yantif. Bona can't build a house on yantif, but that's because of the answer of course Megavin, because you can't relate it to. But aside from that, the question of mitoch according to Ram is relegated only to Hotzah and to Afar. The Gemara, there's another Gemara in Ksuvos, but the Gemara over here, you could explain the Rambam, that the Gemara mentions Shechita because the Gemara is saying like this, that the Gemara is saying that Beis Shammai doesn't offer Mitoch, okay? Which means to say that he does, the whole Mitoch according to the Rambam is because of the objectification of Malacha. So since the idea by Malacha is, it must be objectified, so therefore the Torah didn't tolerate having the inclusion based upon the indispensability in the condition. But the Torah really removed the whole Malachas Hotzah. So it's because of the objectification of Malachas. So what the Gemara is saying is, that according to Beis Shammai, doesn't hold from the objectification of malachis, so then by Shechita he can't hold that way either. You see? Not that the Gemara means that there's the same mitoch by Shechita as there is by Hotzah. You see? But the whole, what the Gemara is saying is that the whole concept of the mitoch by Hotzah is because of the necessity for unification of malachis, for objectification of malachis. And since Hotzah was included because of indispensability, so in order to objectify, you had to exclude it completely. So Beis Shammai doesn't hold from that. So he doesn't hold from objectification of malachis. So if that's the case, he holds Tzorach HaChol Nefesh in every instance is a matir. So if that's the case, so by Shechita you can't be matir unless it's L'Shem HaChol Nefesh. So the Gemara uses the word mitoch, but the Gemara really doesn't mean it. The Gemara doesn't mean that it's the same exact mitoch as there is Ba'atzor. It's the idea of mitoch that the Gemara is concerned about. If you don't say mitoch, Beis Shammai doesn't hold from mitoch, so he doesn't hold from the necessity for objective. He doesn't hold from the idea of objectification of malachis. So then he apparently the Rambam held that if you would have just left it to indispensability and to when the situation was involved in Ochel Nefesh, then it would lose its objectification. So therefore, you had to say mitoch. So therefore, the malacha had to be completely mutter. Because otherwise there's no system of objectification. So therefore, Beis Shammai, who doesn't offer mitoch, would deny the very essence of the system of objectification, and he would need a matir every time. So that's what the Gemara says. He won't say mitoch bashkita as well. So bashkita also he won't say it. If he won't, it's because he has no from objectification. So the Gemara and basically can go very well according to the Gemara. Okay? The Gemara doesn't mean that shkita will be a case of mitoch as equal to the same reasons as Hotzah. It's two different malachas. But the Gemara is saying that what's the idea of mitoch? Because there must be objectification. And Hotzah and Avar would be included because of indispensability, and they would require the relation to a certain conditional situation. And the Torah didn't tolerate that because it has to be objective. So the Torah excluded the malachas. So Beis Shammai doesn't know from that, so that means he doesn't have any need for objectification. So therefore, Beis Shechita will hold the same way, that if it's not L'Tzorach HaChol Nefesh, no good. Okay? Very good. There's one question I was waiting for everybody to ask. There's one question you should have asked. I was waiting for this question. Yeah, obviously where? Okay, very good. Here is a question. What do you say about this question? The question is like this. Somebody asked, very nice, everything's very nice, but there's one serious problem. What's the serious problem? The problem is halacha beis. The Ram says, "Kol hashov beis memelachas avodo be'echod mehen harei kiyam mitzvas asei sherei nema ban shabbason klom hashvos v'chol ha'osa be'echod mehen kol melacha is right." Okay, etc. But somebody else may say, "So you see, the Rambam says that the asei is equal to the los asei. It's exactly identical because he's saying kol hashov beis memelachas avodo be'echod mehen harei kiyam mitzvas asei." So everything that we're saying that the assay is extraneous to the malachis is not true, because the Ram is identifying them both the same. It's just a question of positive or negative. Okay? Right? It's a good question? Okay. It's identical. It's identical. The Ram is saying openly, it's identical. So how can we give this whole, there's a whole Torah that it's extraneous the essay that there's an essay outside. It's just that's what's the essay. The essay is the same thing as the malachis. Okay, what's the answer? See, the logical answer is that it's true in terms of the kiyum essay, the technical kiyum of the essay. You mekayim the essay if you show this malacha, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing more in the essay, midaraisa. It's not identical. It doesn't mean it's true that in terms of the kiyum asay, if you show this mimalacha, you have a kiyum asay. That's correct. It doesn't mean that there's nothing outside of that midaraisa. Okay? Right. Now, how do you know the Rambam holds that way? You have a raya from the Rambam, from Perek Chaf Aleph in Shabbos. Nemar batara tishbos. And that's really the mechilta that the Ramban quoted. Remember, that's the mechilta Ramban. The Rambam accepts the mechilta. Okay? So you see, the Rambam himself says, even though in Shabbos, he says the same thing in Shabbos, that if he's shoveis, the malacha, he's kiyam asay. Exact same thing. But nevertheless, that doesn't mean the whole assay is used up in terms of Shvi's Mamalacha. See? Mitzvah Asay, Shnei Kol Osma Mamalacha, Biddle Mitzvah Asay. Okay? But nevertheless, Nema Batara Tishbos, Afilu Midvaram She'ein on Malacha Chayav Mishbos Mehen. Okay? So you see the assay, while you would have a Kiyum assay, if you just didn't violate the malachas, it doesn't mean that outside of that everything is mutter, it's not an issa d'oraisa. It still is an issa that stems from the essay. Okay? That's the Rambam. But the Rambam Shabbos really proves. Okay. That's really what the Ramban explained. That's the Ramban. The Rambam holds the same way. Rambam says the same thing as the Ramban. That's what the Ramban explained in the Mechilta about Shvusim. By Shvusim. That Kiyom Chol, it's true, he's not in violation, but he's still not making the assay. The assay extends beyond the kiyum assay, which is the opposite of, which is the positive of losasa malach. Okay, it doesn't mean that there's not more, and that's why the Rambam holds it's asma deraisa, even though it's not asma malach. Okay, that's the answer. That's true. You're right. The Rambam equates the yontif and Shabbos. Which halacha is that? It's in Parak Aleph Yid Zayin. Aleph Yid Zayin. Right. That's right. Yeah, equates to, yep.